Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you? You're good? I heard you were good. I'm eating vanilla ice cream. So good. If you have someone in your life that loves you as much as I'm loving this vanilla ice cream, then I'm going to tell you something, you're a lucky person. I mean, this ice cream is so good. I'm loving it so much that I was thinking, if somebody has someone that loves them as much as I love this vanilla ice cream, hey, let me tell you something, I hope this vanilla ice cream loves me as much as I love it. But I have a feeling I'm on the bad end of this deal. I don't think the vanilla ice cream even cares about me. If it did, it wouldn't let me eat 9 servings.
Talk about an unhealthy relationship.
Talk about an unhealthy relationship. Thank you. All right, everybody. This was a family show. You'll hear why when you listen to the show. You're great. You're nice. Look for me on some of the Sarah Silverman dates. I'm coming to Denver. I'm coming to Philadelphia. She just added a second show. And I'm going to be with her in Denver, and I'm going to be with her in San Francisco, and I'm going to be with her in Philadelphia. And then I'm going to be with Louis C.K. in Denver and also Portland. So anyway, it should be a lot of fun. All right, that's it. So enjoy today's show. Is there anything you guys want to say last minute?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, dear Todd Glass. Happy birthday to you.
What?
Strung out.
Thank you. You know what? That was actually nice. I didn't expect it. It is my birthday. All right, everybody. That was the best gift I ever got. Here's the show. One more thing. There's the guy, we forget his name, he sent me an email, he has an 800 square foot apartment. His name is Jeff, I think.
Okay.
Well, you know who you are, you're the only one that sent me an email. Email me again, I'll tell you why. Remind me your question specifically. I remember what it was, just email me. And do I need to get into it? But I'm going to give you some advice. I was going to do it on the opening today's show, but I decided I have a better way to send you the advice. He has an 800-square-foot apartment he's moving into. He wants to know, are there any essentials he should say? Oh, get me this for Christmas. Okay? All right.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
That's JJ rehearsing before the show. I like it. What other things do you do? JJ? Is that you? JJ turned into a horse, and now Lily talks through his... JJ? Well, this is the Todd Glass Show. Andy Dick was supposed to be our guest today, but I called him and he forgot. So, look, you know, I'm going to... He just goes, oh my God, was it now? So, you know, I feel bad because
it again?
He goes, oh my God, was it now?
Oh... You're James really Stone good at impressions.
So oh, well, nice. I do a few. Hi, everybody. I'm Andy Dick.
Hi, Deborah. Andy Dick is here.
Andy Dick is here.
I'm a police officer. Fire it up.
So anyway, he's mad because of that. So because we do good impersonations. So anyway, so since Andy Dick, you know, I called him. He's like, "Is that tonight?" And we were excited because, you know, Andy, obviously, you know, he can, he's a loose cannon and can, you know, really make you laugh really hard. And he's all over the place and it's fun. Hey, Norm MacDonald's is all over the place, but he, you know, he shows up, but we did make this song for him. So can we put it through the house? And, you know, and we were so excited to play it. JJ's here with the trumpet. We don't usually let that out. We leak it. So let's bring in a little bit and. That's right, JJ, man, he always does. No, it's not just some shit. I hate those shit. You'll clap your hands together three times. I bet if you played the trumpet like that, you'd fucking expect a little respect in a room. But I thought it was a little pitchy at the end. But other than that, that's what we had. God, that's. I hope you hear that at home like we hear it in this studio. It's just all over the place. Da-da-da-da. Do a little bit. Can you do it clean with no music? Do you have it stuck in your head? And reverb, a lot of reverb. Wow. So, man. To George Carlin, you know, I'm never being, what's the word, trite? Like sarcastic or anything. Like, it's always amazing to hear that much great music come out of, to the eye, a simple instrument, but certainly not. Anyway. You're welcome. So, hello, everybody. So
hello.
It turns into a family show because, you know, like we said, Andy didn't show up. So John Byrne Wagner's here. Eric Olson is over there. We got a sting for you. Oh, yes. Sure.
Eric Olson.
That's right. If you say something, we play.
Eric Olson.
And yours, he's still working on. Duncan Carey, ladies and gentlemen. And also later in the show, Johnny Colorado is here. He is a, can we say it? Is it?
I think,
he's a puppet?
I'm pretty sure that's the accepted term.
Yeah, he's a puppet, and he's great, too. Johnny will be stopping by a little bit later, and JJ is here. And Aristotle, how you doing?
Good.
Wow, wow. That's what they say now. Instead of go, girl, and they wow, they go wow.
Wow.
But I made that up. I made it up. So anyway, I'm going to go nice and slow. John Brand Wagner's mom. So I heard through the grapevine that she listened to the show, and you know how I'll yell it. For, you know, I'll say like, "Don't do that bit."
Through the grapevine.
Through the grapevine.
I wonder how. Yeah. Where?
Well, I'm like one of those talk show hosts.
What's
hey, somebody, that? Somebody said you like pencils. So I get it though, because there's a lot of bits where I will hold the post-it up, tell him to play a song. I never hide this from the audience. And to me, it's funny that it's so absurd. I think if they know it, it even makes it funnier, at least to me, that I literally will tell the, you know, the guys that are doing the board, hold up a thing, they play it, and then I go, oh, come on. But when you're home and you don't see it, you know, it could really – I get – so anyway, she hears that, and she's like, he sounds mean to you, which means she's a good mom, you know. You don't want to see anyone be mean to your son. But then I said, well, doesn't she listen to the whole show? Like, because then you – if you listen to one episode, you're going to hear me go, well, you know, send some love his way. Look, it's more – now it's homework for her, not me. So you, if you really say you care about your son so much, and I believe you, go back and listen to three full episodes. Because it's – look, you know it is. You have something in your life. What's your mom's name?
Rosemary.
Rosemary. That if somebody tried out for 5 minutes, it wouldn't be their thing. You got to love it because you did it over a period of time. Well, and I'm not saying you should be a regular listener to the podcast. Don't get me wrong. But I mean is if you listen to three whole episodes, probably one to be honest with you, just one, you'll be like, oh, he's nice to him. I know I'm nice to him because I treat him how I – because I'm insecure. So I go out of my way to make, just figure everybody is. So just let them know if they mess up.
This is Todd's trick to get more listeners.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you do want to become a regular listener, no one's going to stop you.
Wait, what was the other trick you said? You meet someone, you go, oh, I'm going to mention that in the podcast. And then they have to
you go, oh, I got to talk about that on the podcast. Well, it gets one more listener. If that's how bad my ratings were, that I had to get one more person to listen. So anyway, let's go back to his mom. And her name's Rosemary. So I understand it. I really do. Because, you know, a lot of things, you know, if you don't listen to the show regularly, you're like, it does sound like you're being mean to him and very mean, you know. But just listen to a whole show, I promise you. Your son is great. You know, I would imagine you did something right. He's kind. He's decent. He spoke fondly of you. When I said, well, didn't she listen to the whole show? I say, didn't she listen to the whole show? All right. Is that now your mom's going to listen? I don't want to do that anymore because it's a horrible thing to do.
Oh, he was defending you.
Hold on. I want to, and I don't mean to be rude, Eric. This is I feel like this is when we're going to lose listeners. This is, and now your mom. You know, you were able. Go ahead, go pipe in. Help me out, guys.
He was in the middle of defending
you. Yeah, if we're going to waste my time, like I can just head out now. Like if this is what we're going to do.
No, Duncan, this is not the type of show we normally do.
No, and you know it. Of course, you're here all the time. Can I tell you at another level why I'm really saying this?
No,
it has nothing to do with last week. It was the comedic, and I answered everybody. I go, why didn't I edit it out? If I'm not doing it as a type of a thing, like, oh, you get to play it and you get to make fun of it.
Yeah.
No, I left it because I want him to be. I want people to listen to the show and go, "Oh, that's what John Brandon weeks. That's what John Brand Wagner thinks is funny." That's a different thing. That I was. But now his mom is listening to the show. Like they sent his mom here to listen to the show. She sent him here.
Yeah. I bet she's thinking, "Gosh, he should be a little more mean."
She's probably agreeing with me now.
Yeah, she gets it.
She's going, "Why?" She goes, "She will go, John. It's obvious they didn't want you to do it." And I'm telling you,
and that's
I'm
why
asking
he yells.
You. I'm listening. Hold on. No. Don't be. Please stop with your mom listening. You do a great job with that one. It's you might not just know that is the worst type of comedy. Don't. Wow. Please, honestly, from my heart. Please. No, I didn't ask yet, so I'm going to let you off the hook. Would you, with your mom listening, okay, listen, it's okay. You know what? It could be, you're not giving up. Maybe it could have gone the other way, and I could have been sitting here busting. I'd always rather you trust your instincts. Your instincts, with this bit, I hope your mom hears this show. Well, she will hear this show, because you said, we said some kind things about her, and now she sits in her house, and you make a fool of her, because she's like, oh, is this what, please stop doing it. Please. And I'm sorry I raised my voice. No. Please stop doing it. No. Please.
I mean, it's not funny.
Please, with your mom listening as my witness, and I'm really asking you nicely. I'm not even mad at you. You know why? Because I think you thought it would just get funny after a while. I get it. Would you please stop? Would you please stop doing the bit? Please. I'm begging you.
Gross.
You think this helps our ratings? Don't be honest. You think it's not? So that's what your son does, and you know what? I still think he's great. I still think he's great because you know what? He's a good guy. He's a good guy, John Brand Wagner. And by the way, you gave him a great name, and he's special, and we're happy to have him here. We're lucky to have his energy here every week. Maybe you don't appreciate him as much. Maybe it's going to end up you're going to be like, what? Because you know him as your son. He knows you as your mother. He always say good things about you, but. People don't, it's hard for people to express their feelings. Because I said, back to the story, I said, well, did she ever listen to a whole show? That's how I said it. He goes, yeah, but you know, she's my mom. So she's just, doesn't want to hear anybody. Like, he defended her, like, it's my mom. Like, she doesn't, you know. But now I think you understand it, so. All right, there you go. I hope you think that was the one that went, it did get funny. No, he's right. If you do it enough, it's like, I get it. We're not going to budge. You got nobody, John. You got nobody. It's disgusting. And you hold on to it. You know how you hold on to this bit? Like people hold on to the word. Oh, I can't stop saying the word retarded because they hold on to it as a badge of honor. That's how you're holding on to this bit. It's not a good bit. It's not funny. And it's not, you're not, whatever you're talking about, Family Guy-ing it or whatever you want to say, you just do it and do it. You're not. It's not happening at all. And I'm glad your mother's listening to the show. I'm recording it. I'm going to send... I'm recording the show, and I'll tell you, I'm going to record the show. I'm going to send it to her. Wow. Oh, God, am I excited to tell you this. So anyway, we love your son. Well, it's true. At the end of it, that's what I want the message of this last opening of the show to be. I want his mom to feel better after she leaves listening. You know that he was playing those sounds because I was telling him. What if she didn't? She's like, oh, because I was thinking. No, your son is told to play those sounds, and my job is to tell him to not play them. So see, right there. It's not as funny as I go, hey, play the fart sound. Play it more. Play it. Come on. Play it more. Come on. Play it more.
Push the button again.
Push it again. Push it again.
No, do the wet one.
Hey, play the fart sound and then play the trumpet in between. Like fart sound, trumpet. Fart sound, trumpet.
I'm not doing it enough.
Do it enough more. Okay, trumpet. Now trumpet. Trumpet, fart, play more fart, play it again, play more fart, play more fart.
Farting it up.
Oh, play a beautiful Christmas song.
Can you do it, but do it more?
Yeah, play, and then lay fart music under the Christmas song. There you go. So that's why I don't do it that way. Thank you. Can't do it that way. So I want to talk about... Come on, stop. Now, oh, it's not... Oh, my God. I thought to George Carlin. I thought it was Aristotle. I thought it was a John Brand Wagner. After I told him to stop it, I thought he could do it again. It's still funny. And then I look at him. I go, really, stop it. He goes, no, I did. And then I look over, Aristotle's doing it. I forgot people could do that with their mouth. Well, we get so high tech here. Wow. So anyway, this is... You know, somebody sent this in. Apparently, they heard us. We
played a video last week.
We played their cat singing along to Ta 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 Glass. Meow, 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 meow. And then he sends me this in.
Okay, I'm just going to 15 second forward this.
Listen till you hear it.
Heard all this before? Oh, God, more intro. Please, Todd. How much do I have to skip to get to some real content here, huh?
So if I'm wrong, that's wise. Believe me, I don't like...
Is he talking about the fucking hotel blankets again?
The blanket.
Oh, God damn it, Todd. This is unbearable.
He's just waiting to hear me play the cat video is the bit.
Holy fuck.
He heard it.
Holy shit. Honey, they're playing me on the fucking Todd Glass show. The wedding is off. I'm moving to Hollywood, baby.
I love the concept that why can't the person fall into good luck and be happy and involve the person they're with? It's sad but funny, and that's comedy. Put a button on that, JJ. Maybe a ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum. Yeah! Wow. So I want to talk about the most exciting thing in the world, to George Carlin. To George Carlin. You all know what it is. And I want to soak in it. I want you to ask any questions you want. If you have any questions, I don't mind answering. I went last night.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you tell?
With Steve Fine Arts.
Wow. Oh. I went with Steve Fine Arts.
Podcast.
Wow. Wow.
Pick us up.
So we do have a real friend
on the town in Beverly Hills.
Oh, a Sunday night? Yes, I am free to go to a concert. Oh, wow.
Look at me and Steve Fine Arts in our black Escalade that picked us up in front of the house.
Oh, no, we'll take the Uber Select. Oh,
dressed up and went out.
So we go.
Where'd you go?
We go to see. I pull a Henry Phillips. You know Henry Phillips when he's on the show. You could do a bit that's 18 minutes long, and when you're done, he'll go right back to his story. He won't go. Oh, nobody wants to hear it because we do want to hear it. The bits don't represent that. And I'm going to pull a Henry Phillips. So anyway, we go to see last night, and it was Paul Anka, and it was. I don't know where to start, but there is one thing that happened that I don't know if I should tell in the beginning or the end, because when you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, did you ruin the night by caring about something? So can I get that out of the way? So we get picked up in the house. We go. We, of course, we're going to go Uber.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Me, I Ubered. Whoa.
Is this a 2015 or 2016 drunk. Preview?
So,
we don't have to worry about parking.
So, all right, please, this next one. I should have said it all together. That way I would have taken the hit one time. Please. We got the Uber Blacktown. We got a Suburban.
Whoa! Whoa! Sure, there's only two of us, but yeah.
Not Uber, regular, not Uber Black.
So we have you know my friend Stephen Fine Arts,
director of the Bitter Buddha.
Can I ask you a question?
What part
of town was the concert?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Where did the Uber take you?
I don't remember. But Steve blindfolded me, and I wasn't.
You don't know where this concert was
at? No, I don't
know.
Beverly Hills.
Oh! Look at
us! Yes, I'll take one Suburban to Beverly Hills, my good sir.
We're up in the hills.
So we get picked up. Oh my God, it's so infectious. It feels so good. So anyway, hold on, I want to make sure. So Steve comes over here. And then we get picked up and we drive. We figure, why not get there early? First, we're like, I know the show probably won't start till 8:15 because it says 8. I go, no, let's soak in the night. So we get to the theater. I'll tell you the first part. That I want to get it out of the way. So anyway, we go into the theater. Everything was perfect. Like, our seats were 8 rows back. And the theater was beautiful. I know. It's tempting, but the seats were... Thank you, by the way. Even though I love it, I'm still so anxious to get this story. They could have got me on the 8 seats back row. Thank you. Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. Whatever I got to do, like to ask for forgiveness.
I'm religious.
I'm
thankful you didn't interrupt us to do the bit.
Hey, it's my birthday this Friday as this show. Can I ask for amnesty from that bit whenever I want to?
Oh,
my God. What's today's date this Friday?
16th.
Yeah, my birthday's today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, my birthday's, well, you know what I'm talking about. So this is my birthday episode.
It's also Katie Levine's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
George Carlin, I figured that, you know, no one cares. I'm like a lot of people. I bet there's a lot of people going, I know what he means. Some years, I don't care if I don't do much on my birthday. I like to do something. It's inbred into us. If you're by yourself, not a big deal if you're loving it. But I don't mind having like one or two people over. But I'm like, I don't make a big deal about my birthday. And people that do, I love it. It's an excuse to have a fun party. No big deal either way. There's no right or wrong. But tonight I just realized it was my birthday, so it's like it does make it still like it's my this is like my birthday show. Even though I don't really care, I sort of do. Like, it was nice hearing that happy birthday played on the trumpet with you guys singing.
Well, I want to say I wish I looked as good as you do when I was 25.
Well, I wish I'm not offended, but I'm 19. No, I'm 19.
I'm sorry, I
have
you just
to push
25.
It. No, I'm 12.
Sense,
I'm 12 years old.
Oh,
what? No, you knew that, right?
Well, you look.
Do your parents know?
I'm 5.
You look.
I'm 5. 3 years old. No, I'm 3. I'm honestly 3.
Oh,
do I look older than 3?
No, I mean, you look really good. You look really good, but I would never guess 3.
We're concerned that you're here without your parents.
No. I'm fine.
And that you swear so much.
Yeah. Well, that's
and smoke so much pot.
Thank you. Well, I guess when it comes down to it, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned if I'm only 3. So anyway, we get to the show, and we notice, please, like, I'm asking you, you can do whatever you want, but you'll understand why I'm saying to George Carlin, like, this really does bother me, and I'm not wrong. It's like the lights on the airlines. When Virgin American came along and did that, if I did that, I know what my friends would have done, even the ones that love me. Todd thinks he would gel. There's no podcast I would have been on if I would have said they should gel airplane lights, where they would have went, That's a solid, honest, good business idea. They would have thought, all right, Todd, you're getting... But they did it. So that means I was right. And I'm right about this because I go to a lot of theaters. It's visibly disgusting in the theater. Buckets of popcorn half thrown over. Not the beautiful theater itself. The theater's beautiful. The curb out front is nice. When you get into the theater, that was immaculate. But there was like a popcorn thing dumped over. And so I asked Steve, I go, do you notice that? And then there was an area where there was food. They had a little teeny area where you could order dinner. And it looked like, as soon as I said it, Steve, you know what I meant? A not well tended to casino. You know, from the table, there's four napkins on the floor, cloth ones. They, you know, and then literally, I'm just not making this up. There's, you know, the plates might have been stacked up on one table because they tried to clear them from another table. So one had like seven or eight plates on it. And I said this to him. He goes, yes. I go, I'm at theaters all the time, twice this size. It's like not even in the gray area. I'm like, this is Paul fucking Anka. You know, it's like, so anyway. I go, Steve, but I go, oh, my God, do you think it's ruining the night? Because already I was excited. I saw our seats. He goes, no, you're right. He kept looking for people to tell. He goes, what about that guy? Because I know how I'd approach somebody if I found the right person. You're not aggressive, not just more like the truth. Like, I'm just oddly curious. Is this – it sounds sarcastic, but it's genuinely not. Is this acceptable? Because if it's not, he'll fix it right away because it doesn't take long. But anyway, he goes, there's a guy. I go, that's an usher. I'm not going to be one of those people. That just leave him alone. Don't bother as someone that might be the manager on the – well, the manager on the floor that night I'll take because it's topical dirt. I'm not saying the seats. Know who you're complaining to when you complain, right? And always be polite, of course. So anyway, we start – I went over. I go, and we told the bartender because we were very nice and she was really friendly. And she goes, you know, you're right. And then I go, look over there, and she's like, what? She goes, yeah, it was clean when we opened, but if something drops, there should be someone there picking it up. I go, right? Yeah. So we just had that with her. No, no, that was just a friendly conversation. And then we started to – here, I wouldn't tell you the story, but so we started to clean it up. So, like, I'd go over to the three tables that they had in front of the popcorn stand. Of course, I couldn't clean them up. I had to go incognito. So I thought, this is, like, crazy that this is really me. It's ridiculous. But I had to realize it, or I had to either not do it, we realize, this is who you are. You're not doing a bit. So I would go, Steve. I had to look like a reason to clean the table. So I went, Steve, I can't believe you left all this junk here. So when you're cleaning it, it just looks like you and your friend. Go. He goes, oh, I go, get the other stuff too. He got the other table all in the trash can. We went and picked a white napkin up off the floor. I swear to you, Steve said this, not me, but he was fucking right. Two white napkins in the middle of a floor, white napkins stepped on. We picked them up. He goes, that's like 50% better. No bullshit. I go, right. He goes, yeah, there's something about a white, dirty napkin. You just don't see it. There's a, I think, a 20-second rule in the restaurant business of any, even an in-between restaurant. You just don't see. If you walk into a restaurant and there's napkins all over the floor, you're like, yeah. But and then there's other restaurants that are like, no, not, there's no dirt on the floor. You know, we, you know. And so we cleaned it up. And then we were going up the stairs. There was a few of them. We cleaned it up. We get upstairs to the balcony. We look down. We're like, we actually really made it look better. Then they went over and they started busting all those trays. It took them like 30 seconds because they obviously were like realized it. But they didn't see us cleaning, at least hopefully. So then we go in. We get our seats. They're amazing. And he starts playing music. Bum, 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 bum. Loud. The music was so goddamn loud. I loved it. The way I like it, loud. And he's 75 years old. He's not good for 75. He's just fucking good. Excuse my language. So... and then the band starts pouring out. One band member, two band member, three band member. White shirts, no black shirts. And 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Boom, filling the stage. And then the music just stops. And then the house goes completely dark. And then I know he's going to enter from the back of the room. I'm one step ahead of everybody, as Eric teased me, because I'm like,
I imagine you are already turned around.
I was.
Everybody's like, why is this guy facing the wrong way? Yeah, I go, oh, you don't watch him on YouTube?
No, totally. That's exactly how I was. I was so excited. The first door opened up. I'm not kidding you. I thought this. That's not going to be him. It's going to take a little. Boom! The room's pitch dark. Every light in the house went out. A spotlight hit him from the back of the room. He walks through the crowd singing so goddamn loud. Like, it fills the room. You know what I mean? There's so much reverb in it. Good, good. You know, I got to tell you, maybe I'm on to something. can you put reverb in my voice? Like, this is him in the room. So when he's walking through the crowd, He is in that mic. He is loud. It's coming every single... So anyway, he walks through the crowd. He's singing. I forget what song. And the spotlight's on him. He walks by us. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I was like literally excited. I'm like, I kept telling Steve, are you shitting me? It sounds so good. And the orchestra is amazing. It's just, it's amazing. He stays in the audience for like 10 minutes doing songs from a chair. And even though the crowd was a lot of older people, they still were all up and around him and a lot dancing. He's in the crowd just doing stuff. And he looks fucking amazing. Oh, am I cursing? Both his wives were there. He goes, my wife's here, so is my ex-wife. He goes, but the good news is they get along. They're both sitting right over there. I like that, you know. But he was great. His voice was great. The band was so... They were. I love every instrument. I know it's weird, but they were so loud. I loved it. I don't like when instruments aren't loud enough. I like them to fill the room. Like someone was in control of what that would sound like in that room. And it has to fill the room or someone's not fucking happy. There was no in-between the way that was. Every instrument filled the room. The bass filled. You know how I always say JJ's trumpet fills the room because it's a trumpet. It does it whether you're going to have it or not. That trumpet's going to fucking fill the room. But a bass can be controlled a little bit more by the sound system. Nope. In the room. Every nook and cranny. When that guy plays the bass, it's coming everywhere. His voice is everywhere. And it's loud and it's, wow. When the violins come in, they're everywhere in the room. They're around you. There's reverb in them. And he was great. And he sang and it was awesome. And David Foster was there. Do you know who David Foster is?
Not personally.
I was going to come over. Steve goes, see if we can get backstage.
Wasn't he at
Louis? He was at Louis' show, and he said he thought I was funny, and then I got uncomfortable. I didn't. I knew who he was. You know, he's a talented guy. If any talented guy thinks you're funny, you're like, you know, you're like, what? You know, go over. I'm like, hi, David Foster. Hi, Foster Brooks. But anyway, so he goes, go over. And I thought about it. I thought I can go over and go, hey, by the way, the other night, I know you don't care. I get it. It's more me. Like, that's what I fantasize saying. But I felt bad because, you know, I think Louis would have loved to have you backstage, but it's not my backstage, so I'm always overly careful. But anyway, you know, and then just say thanks. I'm glad you had a good time. And then talk about how great Paul Anka was that quickly.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh.
I got nervous, and I ran outside. Anyway.
Tweet at David Foster.
What?
Tweet at him to let him know that.
I know. Maybe I should. Tweet at David Foster that Todd Glass opened for Louis, and he wish he would have... been comfortable enough to have a small conversation with you. And then I saw him at Paul Anka, and the same thing.
Also ask how he feels about John Brand Wagner being yelled at.
Yeah. What does he think? Oh, he's probably listening to the show.
Does he get that as a bit? Or
I bet he listens to the show.
Oh, we got a new listener.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet at David Foster.
Thanks for listening.
Come on. Oh. Really?
Well, David Foster listens now. You can't.
That's a weird choice. Okay, so Paul Anka was amazing. Can you pull up my hometown, Paul Anka, my hometown karaoke?
Maybe
we'll have a little fun with that. You were for my birthday. Shit. It's my birthday. I can sing.
Would you give us all a present for your birthday?
Well, oh, God, that's... I'll take that. I'll take it. Wow. So you guys want me to sing? I don't want to sing.
You're giving a gift to the world.
I don't want to sing. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm like Barbara Streisand.
Oh, okay, then don't.
We're nervous to sing in front, you know, because I'm going to repeat it every goddamn time. Every goddamn time I'm going to tell the same story. Barbara Streisand, once a year, you know, I never bought her CD, never listened to her music, never denied, of course she has talent. Of course she does. Of course she does. That's not what this is about. But I don't like the one little thing she does where she goes, oh, I'm so afraid to sing in front of big crowds. Then don't. How about that? You stop her mic, don't worry about it. No, but it's so, you don't know, people don't, I'm so excited to do it because there's nothing like live performing, but I'm nervous in front of Sarah Leckers. You know what? You're okay.
Eh, we've heard you.
Yeah, you're great, and we love your records, and your voice is your voice. There's a reason you have your reputation you do. Your voice is unbelievable, but you will be okay.
Speaking of unbelievable voices, are you going to sing?
Well, I'll tell you what, your name's Eric, right?
Correct.
Good. Well, I feel stupid if I mess up. Okay, so hold on. Let me think about everything that's happening so far. So Paul Anka, did I finish that? How great it was?
And you tried to get backstage.
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't try to get backstage. But I did. He did all the songs. They put down a screen.
I heard David Foster was going to invite you backstage, but he didn't know if he should.
Well, yeah. He
got nervous.
What if he did that? He saw me. He goes, yeah, you know me. I try to... You son of a bitch. Seriously, tweet it.
David Foster.
Maybe he'll want to produce. You know how that guy ended up producing Rory's hour special?
Jack White?
Yeah, maybe David Foster. If I could, like, get him to a show, maybe my live tour that I want to do where I use music, maybe where I want to travel with a band, like a four-piece band, and have video and do a production, and someone would score, basically, I'm looking for someone to produce me because I want to spend 5 months in L.A. producing that show. There's video. There's the live show. There's smoke. There's an air machine. Like, it's like this crazy, at the heart of it, it's a stand-up show. It's a stand-up comedy show. But it's got a lot. Yeah. So maybe
if he follows me, my hometown could be your audition.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. But tweet at David Foster. Say, follow Todd Glass. He wants to talk to you. Well, I mean, how else can I get
Hashtag happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you.
Oh, it is.
That sounds like I'm being disrespectful to it. I'm not. You know, but I love when Paul Anka goes, he goes, I know something about he won't like this, but he goes, stand up. No, stand up, he says. And he goes, can you put some reverb in my voice? Here's Paul Anka. Put a spotlight on him, boys. Calls him boys. That's right. If they don't get the spotlight, boys, put a spotlight on him. Boys, these are 70-year-old grips. Anyway, so there's a thing where this gigantic, not just a screen that, you know, when it pulls down, it's like 20 feet by 20 feet, you know, it's mammoth. It's like the size of a big screen. It comes down. I don't know. It seems like it's 100 feet by, it's just mammoth. And Sammy Davis Jr. starts singing on it. He wrote the song for Sammy Davis Jr. That was what really also made it amazing. It wasn't just that he was singing the song. You go, he wrote that for Sammy Davis Jr. And then he did a Buddy Holly song, and he went, he wrote that song for Buddy Holly. That adds a lot to it, I'm sure, especially with you, because I know you have a different appreciation with music than more of a relationship than music that I do. So you would, right? Am I right?
Yeah. I was about to say that was one of the things when they did the Grammy nominations for this year. Sturgill got nominated for Record of the Year, and they do the entire production crew list for, like, each album. And, like, the four other ones were just, like, huge hits, and they had, like, laundry lists of people, which is understandable. And then Sturgill's was, like, I think five names total, including his. And it
right.
It like, totally stood out, where it's just like, oh, this is a different thing than these other things.
Yeah, it was just to know that he wrote that song, and the soul that would have to write the song, and then you see Sammy singing it, but knowing that Paul wrote that. Let me tell you something, it does say a lot about him. And he wrote some of his songs. If you listen to the words, let me try again. He wrote that for Frank Sinatra. Let me try again. Listen to that song and really listen to the words. Maybe we'll play a little. We'll drop it in. Yeah, I know that I said that I was leaving. That song is a lot of people, sane, good people, go through that. That song to me can only be most appreciated by someone who had a relationship like that. That there was a lot of civility in it. Do you know what I mean? And by the way, it doesn't represent me. So I don't want people to read into it. You ever think a song does? You're like, oh, this does. And then you go, oh, no, that part, no. Sorry, I, you know, pushed you into the door. No, I didn't have that type of problems. I'm just, that song isn't me all the way. But anyway, it comes down, at Sammy Davis Jr. singing, not bad quality because it's older. And you go, well, that's how it sounds. They have a clean copy. And it's him on the massive screen singing smack at his piano, his closing song, and then the trumpet section comes in and starts accompanying him, even though he's obviously on the video. The trumpet section comes in, then the violins come in, and then they score. They play for him. They must bring down the music that was on the video, and they're playing for him live while he's singing on the thing, which has probably been done before, but still cool to see. And then Paul Anka starts doing a duet with him.
That's awesome.
And it fills the room. It fills a same thing. Really? Oh, you think the bass players is going to fill the room? Paul Anka's voice is going to fill the room? What about Sammy Davis Jr. when he's singing on a screen? Yeah, you damn fucking sure. That filled the room, too. It was everywhere. Fuck yourselves. And a lot of reverb. And by the way, when he shined light on the audience, you know, to make them sing, guess what color it was?
Red.
Blue.
Ooh.
And we both
we
noticed.
Play that game.
We're like, we know. Yeah, we should play
it's
it.
The
yeah.
color.
Oh, we have a song. Oh, wait. We can't go there. So, So it was blue because it's not bright in their eyes. And you think, oh, yeah, why if you're going to make the audience sing, do they have to be like with bright lights in their eyes? Yeah. It's like, all right, we'll sing, but yeah. What are we, at a prison? Do we just break out of a prison, or are we at a concert where we're going to sing? And But he comes. Play that. Play. Give me. He walked through the crowd. He was doing this, walking around, shaking people's hands. Ladies and gentlemen, I took a little trip to my hometown. Nah, I can't do it. I only stopped just to look around. And as I... Duncan, you try. Can you do trumpet on this too?
There was music playing everywhere. The music came from within my heart.
Put some reverb.
How did
Please.
It happen? How did it start? I only know that I fell in love.
Ba 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 da 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 da. I took that's what I need. I took a walk to my hometown. Same thing. God damn it, that was horrible. Just so you know, it wasn't. I do things where I actually go, you know what? I think I got that. And I managed to make it sound good. Not that. And I am sorry.
Do you want to sing again?
No, I feel like I've done enough already. By the way, to George Carlin, not even in a bit. It wasn't crazy. I wish I could edit that out, but I won't because it happens. But all you can do is move on and to show true remorse.
We could edit in Paulenka.
You know what? Why don't we do that?
You know, it'll be like a cleanser to people's ears.
No, I have a better idea. Oh, wait, you think so? Oh, but leave this too?
Yeah.
Would you have Paulenka singing that? Cleanse your ears. I'll cleanse your ears. Come here. gross.
Put your tongue in my...
Come on, it's making you smile. When's the last time you smiled? There's someone listening, smiling, going, you know what? I did smile. Sure. That's why we're all going to do it. Oh, look at your little ear.
I took a little trip to my hometown. I only stopped.
Yeah, this is him when he was younger. I like it. Of course, their voices get better as they. Do we have it? No, we're fine. We can move on. So anyway, let's be professional. Paulenka was great. The reverb, the lights. Thank you. Thank you. Might have been one of the best gifts anybody ever got me. It is. There are probably three things, but I don't, you know, it's not like I complaining either. I don't like Christmas presents. I don't like opening them in front of anybody. It's very uncomfortable. So, but I'm talking about when surprise gifts. My mom, you know, I feel better when you talk about the best gift you ever got. I always think, you know, my mom listens to the show. I got you that shirt, you fuck. That's how my mom would be. No, I'm kidding.
She wouldn't say life.
One,
I gave you the gift
of
life.
Yeah, I gave you the gift of life.
You're
and
welcome.
One of the gifts was from my mom. It was a song, and then there was also, it was a song that I wanted. And I was like, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, it's like, boom, 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 and a fire. And I was doing it to her for some reason, and I was 18 at the time. I'm like, oh, I want that song so bad. Well, it ends up, a day later, she already knew what it was, but she told me. She goes, what was it? She kept asking me to sing it, which was, you know, I guess funny. Her and my dad are getting a little laugh at me going, no, it's like, boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden, Christmas Day, I wake up, and there is I don't know what format it was. It had to be a tape, probably a tape. And I hear this song. And I'm like, love this is it!
Is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
Right? I could no don't feel
she
defeated.
She bought you Johnny Cash.
She bought Johnny Cash performed at my house. So that was a great gift because I was like but last night Paulenka definitely one of the top three. So enough with that.
Well, do we have that thing we wrote to thank Steve for getting you the tickets?
We all wrote that thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you? Oh, I thought you didn't rehearse it.
No. We all practiced. You sent it to us to practice.
Hold
so.
On. Here it is.
Oh man.
Can you just read off the page?
Or we rehearse.
Yeah, yeah.
Read off the page, please.
Yeah, here, okay. Let's gather around real quick.
Go ahead, report us
Everybody
to the bad
so
sound effects police. We're not fucking scared. We have an in there. People do. They'll go, hey, their sound effects don't even make sense with their show. Yeah,
No.
See if they fucking care.
Oh. They do. We all just like to move aggressively.
Right. We're like...
Yeah, we're heavy walkers.
Yeah, we're
I'm walking
heavy.
Over here.
Doug Benson, when we were backstage for the High Court show, which, by the way, try doing those three shows in one day. By the last show, I'm talking a lot more. The one guy, literally in the middle of the taping, he goes, and there is a real outcome to some of these, to all the cases. There really is. So, you know, you can give someone like $5,000 and I'm sure they don't want all $5,000 cases, Comedy Central, so they pick from the ones that are probably $800 cases, where if they have to pay the guest. But there is an outcome. And I forget some of the people. One guy turns out of nowhere, because I don't say anything while I'm the bailiff on the show. There's guest bailiffs every week. I know when Doug needs you, it's in the deliberation room. I want to be proud of myself that I know when to shut up. Just be there as the bailiff. All I do is laugh if he's funny, because he makes me laugh. Anyway, that's easy to do. Sometimes I just stand there for 6 minutes. I just stand there. I don't do anything unless he addresses me. When we go and talk about the case, you know,
deliberation room,
they call it. Then I, of course, talk a lot because that's the time to. But by the third case, one guy goes, "Why is the bailiff talking?" I'm like, "Hey," because I can't take shutting up over there. I can't be this high and shut up. I got to let these feelings out. These, you know, because one guy did not like one guy. He was so rude. He kept telling the other guy, "Shut up." And I'm like, shut up. I started screaming at him. Because they go, sometimes you can't get them to calm down. They won't listen. I go, you want me to calm them down? I go, I'll get them. So when I'm literally like, no, stop. No, 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 no. I go, no! You can't just do that! Because that's what it took. And they stopped. And I go, that's not orderly looking. That's not like someone who has things under control. That's like someone that has things out of control. But that's the only way you can get someone to shut up. Maybe because they know I don't have a gun.
I was going to say, you sound kind of like what a bailiff does.
Well, you might think, I think Todd's taking his job too seriously. And believe me, I'm not. I get it. I'm just saying there is an element of outcome. It helps to know that, because even though the show might be paying, it's who's getting it. Sometimes the person just on principle alone, because you think, well, that's all true. No, it shows how much people want to be right, even though if it might not come out of their pocket because they've, you know, like on Judge Judy, they've waived their case to be on that show and the show takes care of it. So what do they fucking care? That show says everything about just wanting to be right. If you've never realized that, you're like, wow, that's an experiment that went on for 15 years to show what people are wanting just to be right. It's not even financially coming out of their pocket anymore.
Yeah, if they don't have to pay for it, they go, yeah, I'm guilty.
You would think, yeah, well, that would be great if they go, yeah, I thought because their dog, my dog bit them that I should sue them because, I don't know, my dog jumped their fence and bit them.
Well, and I feel, too, people can be more emotionally open with, like, the discussion, too, because they're not worried about the financial side of it.
Wrong. Wrong. All your input was wrong. We have to stop this show, ladies and gentlemen. Wrong. 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 Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong. Sorry, it's not like those other talk shows. We're honest. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Essentially, you become passionate about how you truly feel about the situation.
Wrong. Wrong. I never saw Duncan after that. Maybe I shouldn't have yelled that he was wrong. There's no right, there's no wrong. I did bump into Duncan 10 years after that night. I saw him at a premiere for his movie. We said hello to each other. We were kind. But you could tell we both wanted to get away pretty quickly. And then I'd never seen him again. Everybody take their turn. What happened after that? This show, what happened after tonight? Make up any story you want. It could be about JJ. It could be about Aristotle. The night took a turn. You know in a movie when they do that and they just stop and then it goes, we never, ba ba ba, ba 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 ba. And then you, if you want.
When Duncan was wrong on the Todd Glass show, did him and Todd stay friends? Sure, their text messages became shorter and shorter and less often. I feel like Duncan never fully recovered. And that's why he started drinking.
And when I say he drank, sure he drank. If 5 bottles of whiskey a day, and that was just what we caught. His face became aged. Last time I bumped into him, he didn't look good. And he vomited into a trash can. And then you tell your, whatever yours, yours could be completely different.
You know, Todd, he didn't really understand.
what that did to me when everyone started shouting I was wrong. I always thought, I don't know, maybe I was right. But Jack Daniels never told me I was wrong. My buddy Jim Beam, he always gave me a wink and a little chip on the face saying, hey kid, you're all right with me. I saw Aristotle when I was passed out on a street corner. He was walking by with his cute dog and his, well, at that point, wife and two kids. He said, hey, Duncan. Wait, are you... Oh, yeah, you are Duncan.
I bumped into Aristotle at a holiday party for Comedy Central. He was there to promote his new book called Lying My Way to the Top. I read some things in that book that truly hurt my feelings. I never realized how much he hated me. It was... I don't even want to take the bit that way. Because I'm sure it's not true. It's my birthday! Birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
I do that song good. Why can't I do other songs good? I need songs. Da 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 do do. Ba 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 boo boo. I like to sing songs that go like this. My name is Todd Glass. What am I, an adult?
Well, are we going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Rehearse for Steven?
Yes. So will you just read off the paper?
Yeah, yeah.
This is it. This is to put to close this cold opening. That's what this was up to this point.
And you move the mics around a little bit.
Yeah, why are my phone... Oh, I thought that was really making that much noise.
I'm just setting up all the mics for singing.
Me, 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 me. Meow, 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 meow.
Woof. So just read off the paper. This is a thank you letter that I wrote to Steve. Here we go. And I sent it to you guys because I thought it would be fun to read it to him more of as a spoken word type of a thing.
I can't believe you wrote that part.
Where do I begin? Oh, Steve. That was the most amazing night of my life. I can't believe that we were eight rows behind Paul Anka. There he was, staring right at us. I couldn't believe it. Thank you, Steve, for giving me a gift that I will truly treasure. I will truly treasure my whole life. Bitter Buddha. Available
at bitterbuddha.com.
At bitterbuddha.com.
Bitter.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
I gotta do something to my voice.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I wanna do a good show. This is like the show I do when I'm not being watched.
Oh, we'll start now.
Oh, let's do it right now.
Cold opening.
Cold opening. Now we begin.
Let's do the show.
Yeah.
Now it's time to start.
Yeah.
What, is that a show? No.
And JJ and Johnny Colorado are here. By the way,
the show energizes everyone except Nick. It's the Top Glass Show.
When I said it's Johnny Colorado, Duncan lifted him up and act like he was singing along. He's going to do a little song for everybody.
Hey, everyone. Todd, 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 Todd. Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
With producer Aristotle. Eric Olson. Hey, more reverb. John Brad Wagner.
Hey.
JJ on trumpet and me.
Pause it. Pause everything. I think it's worth telling everybody at home, because you can't let them, you have to bring them in. Duncan has Johnny Colorado. Look, let's, you know, Johnny Colorado, let's put it this way, he's at the table. So when you hear Johnny Colorado singing, how you doing, Johnny?
I'm good. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing pretty good. By the way, I liked the way you did that song. It was great.
Sorry, so Aristotle was taking a photo of me.
Oh, well, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I love the press. I'm on.
I love the press.
So picture, we will put a picture of Johnny Colorado on the Facebook page. I want people to see what I'm staring at the table. And last night when we were doing this bit, sadly enough, in my living room, or two nights ago, we put a black tablecloth on top of Duncan because it made it that much better, and I'm tempted to do it when we take a break.
Wait, who the fuck's Duncan?
They know. I can only, I. Oh, you feel bad when you're looking right at him. Don't play with it. What are you doing?
He had something on his ear.
Oh, Eric was touching Johnny Colorado's ear. I don't know if he minded that or not.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with that?
He seems like a nice fella.
Well, he's a nice fella. You listen to the show, right?
Yeah. He's got really great points in that jingle. Oh, boy. That jingle Joe made.
Oh, the sting. Do the sting. It's okay. Do the sting.
Yes, that's it. That's it. I love it. Eric
Olson. I like it, too.
Now, what I did want to do is... all right. No,
tell him.
Johnny, tell him, talk to him. Seriously? Hold on. His mom listens to the show.
What's her name again?
Rosemary.
She sounds like
Rosemary.
Oh yeah, Rosemary.
Sure, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Rosemary. John Brand Wagner's mom, Rosemary.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a delight.
Wow. She sounds
but I want
like
you, Johnny, look at me. Please. Tell him why that's not funny. And don't be shy.
Well.
Where do you start? He doesn't understand. Believe me, everything you think to say, we probably tried.
Look, as a 35-year veteran of comedy, I can tell you right now, that's the most crass and base joke you could possibly make. Like, no one's laughing right now. You think that's funny, dude? Yeah.
Wait.
No. That's no go. That's the
Can
stuff,
I tell you something?
That's the stuff comedians like me make fun of.
Oh, your alternative? Can I tell you, to George Carlin, I'm starting to get nervous about that bit. Like, what if it is maple people getting nauseous? I'm starting to get nauseous.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm it's Aristotle. Aristotle got me again. I keep thinking that John, like, I know he trusts my instincts, but I'm like, oh, really? And where's he getting these quick little ones from? I don't even like that word. I won't say the word, but that... Okay, John.
Todd, what I'm trying to say to you right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking to me.
Yeah, fart jokes, they just aren't funny.
That's Aristotle. Not,
see, I'm getting it from both sides now.
Would you like to sing a little My Hometown?
I'd love to.
Hit the microphone. I want to make sure it's on. Where'd you grow up?
I'll give you two guesses.
Sasquatch? Is it Saskatchewan?
Nope. Sasquatch, yeah.
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch City.
Sasquatch.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Folks, don't ever forget that sorry I'm talking. I'm going to break sorry character. I'm talking to a goddamn puppet. Don't ever forget it. You will appreciate the bit more. I'm going to commit. What did you say? Are you from Sasquatch? Absolutely. Where's that? In Canada?
In North Dakota?
No. Think about my name.
Johnny. Oh, you're from Colorado. Like John Denver.
You got it, Todd.
Oh. Right, John Denver moved. Is that what?
Yeah, I'm named after John Denver because he's from Colorado, and my mom really liked it.
Is that your trumpet player over there?
Yeah, that's JJ.
Oh, you travel with him?
Yeah, we have a show together.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that JJ toured with you. So what do you guys do? Like,
plays trumpet, and I just sit there and admire his skill.
Oh, do you split the money evenly?
60-40, I take my cut.
You take the 40?
I book all the shows.
You take the 40?
No, I take the 60.
Oh, that seems odd since they're coming to hear his trumpet playing.
Don't ever tell him that.
Well, he just heard it. He can't edit it out. He just heard me say it. You look nervous. Oh, my God. Johnny,
I'm just kidding, JJ. Just kidding.
Johnny, to George Carlin, is looking around the room shaking that JJ's going to figure out that he's ripping him off. Like, Duncan has figured out a way to make the puppet look nervous.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You look nervous, Johnny.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay. He's wiping his forehead.
I'm totally fine. I don't know.
All right, I want to talk to you. Relax. Okay. First of all, would you do a song with JJ?
Yes.
Would you don't mind doing a little song with him?
No, I'd like I said, it'd be an honor.
Okay, can we put a little reverb? Do you like reverb?
I love reverb.
Are you just saying that because it's my birthday?
Wait, it's your birthday?
Yeah, honest.
Happy birthday to Todd.
Aw.
Happy birthday to Todd. Happy birthday, Todd. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to Todd. Put a button on that. That's how I like to do it.
That's why you travel with him.
Yeah.
So does he play you out on the stage when they go, it's Johnny Colorado? What does he do? I heard he plays like the Muppet theme.
Yeah, JJ, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Play a song.
I don't know. We don't know what JJ plays, but what do you play like when he walks out onto the stage, like every night? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Colorado.
Thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen,
how would JJ
on trumpet? Yeah. And now for the next 60 minutes, JJ on the trumpet.
Oh, my God, so funny. And now, because it seems like it's going to be a comedy show. By the way, perfect fucking song. Talk about using, but he looks at me and I can see mouth. What do I play? And I was going to say Muppets. That was so much better. Like, I really had fun thinking of Johnny Colorado's show.
Well,
you know,
especially I would be offended if you played a Muppets.
How do you know Eric? I heard you guys went out the other night to the Cheesecake Factory. Is this true? Honestly.
Well, we've known each other a while, right, John?
How did you meet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to tell the story, Eric? I feel like I've said it so many times before.
Well, I like your...
You asshole!
No, that's okay, Johnny. I like your version.
Sure. No.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
You know what? I think I drank a lot that night. You tell it.
All right. So we were at the Cheesecake Factory. You know how that goes.
How'd you get thrown out?
Well, the manager was very rude. I'll just say that much.
I don't know. Would you rather sing a song or tell the Cheesecake Factory? We want to do your closing song?
I mean, it's up to you. It's your birthday, Todd. What would you like?
Well, do your what's your you have a closing song too? I heard you said when you were done your act.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
whenever,
okay.
When I would say, "Listen, here's JJ," that would be my closing outro. Everyone would say.
Then that you'd come back on stage and go, "Hey, everybody, that was Johnny Colorado and JJ."
Yeah.
And you just run around the stage. Why are you shaking people's hands? Oh, because you're a part of the trumpet. You
I do that little thing that Wayne Newton would do where we'd like grab a kiss and throw it out at
right, people. Right. You do that. I saw you winking at some people. Yeah. I love that you have the audacity. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Colorado. And he's walking back and forth on the stage, like taking the bows. The puppet is taking bows. Okay, then you come out. Thank you, JJ.
And I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, JJ on trumpet.
Then an hour goes by, and JJ does his last note.
Yep.
And then you come back out on stage and do the same thing.
Yeah, say, ladies and gentlemen, that was JJ on trumpet.
And you just bow again?
Well, no. He would finish it. JJ, put a button on it.
Put a button on it?
And I'd say, and I've been Johnny Colorado.
And then you play the same music off?
Yeah, and then you play my outro song.
Oh, okay. What? Oh. I hope people listening can every time the Johnny Colorado bounces around back and forth. I love the concept. Let me explain this.
Thank you. You've been a great audience tonight. I love all of you.
To George Carlin, I did not cue that one, and I love it even more. So Johnny Colorado.
We're professionals, Tom.
I want to get over referencing him as a person versus sometimes not. I'm just going to do whatever comes naturally. It's easy for me. It's better for me. So it's not easy when you look at me like that, Johnny. And okay. I know. Okay, you're real. I get it.
Thank you.
I know it's ridiculous. So anyway, but the fact that you would come out, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Colorado, bum, 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 dun, 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 and he's walking back and forth. Picture him on a stage, pacing the stage back and forth, shaking, bowing people's hands. And then he goes, ladies and gentlemen, after that, that's all he does. There's no comedy. And you booked as you're booked as Johnny Colorado, a comedian.
I definitely have the top billing. It's Johnny Colorado and JJ.
Right. And it's a night with Johnny Colorado and JJ Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick.
Yes, 100% right.
So you come out, you play, they go, ladies and gentlemen, just let me show, and then Johnny walks back and forth over the stage, back and forth. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Colorado. And then you, he's shaking our hands. Okay, then you come to the mic.
And ladies and gentlemen, on the trumpet, we got JJ.
And he plays for an hour. He wraps it up. That was an hour, and then they go, please, and then you go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Johnny Colorado. And you is it sick that I love that every time? What's wrong with me? Seriously, is there a doctor listening? Can you help me?
You should come to one of our shows.
Oh, yeah, but why? If I love that, well, how do you start your show? Oh, you mean when you're not with JJ, how do you walk over
the stage? No. You should actually come to one of the shows, because the hour of trumpet playing, to be honest, is quite good.
Well, I think that's why people are going, mostly.
Well, right? They like the intros and the outros, if I have to be honest.
But most people are probably going, because they get to
like, look, the cake is the intro and the outro. The trumpet playing is just icing.
Okay.
You pay the $60 for the intro and the outro. You pay the $13 service fee for the trumpet playing. If I'm being completely honest.
Well, that's true.
You just saw the prime part of the show.
Let me see your opening again. Is that
all right? We'll do it again.
Okay.
You tell me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Colorado. Eric shook his hand.
And ladies and gentlemen, on the trumpet.
And then he plays for an hour straight.
JJ!
So you'll play for an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage, Johnny Colorado.
Hey! Thank you, everyone. It's been an honor.
Will you do me a favor? Will you do bad crowd work with Eric? Like, Eric, you're just watching the show. Be as honest as you would be at a show. Okay. You know. And then Johnny Colorado, look, we love him, but he does a man in many hats.
We met at a show.
Yeah, and you by doing crowd work. So you talk to him from the crowd, right? And then Eric answers. Maybe move away from the mic. Johnny, you'll be close to the mic because comedian.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I wanted to talk to you real quick. Do you mind before we do this
bit? Oh, sure.
I'll do a bit after. I want to talk about the trophy thing.
Oh, yes, the trophy thing.
But,
yeah,
but remind me. Aristotle, see how professional you are. Remind me to ask Johnny Colorado about the trophy.
Not to cut off the bit even further, but I was going to say this is the most professional podcast I've ever been a guest on.
Oh, well, thank you.
What other podcasts?
Well, I don't want to get into that. But.
No. What other podcasts have you done?
Angry Little Goats.
Oh, you've done that one?
Yeah.
Okay, you had a good time, though, right?
Oh, it was a great time. It just wasn't as professional. They didn't have, to be honest, they didn't have as much reverb.
Oh, they didn't? Say that again.
They didn't have as much reverb.
You like reverb?
Oh, I love it.
Sure you do.
I love it.
Okay, so since I can change the direction now, it's Johnny Colorado. Is that okay with you, Duncan, if you do bad crowd work with Eric's in the audience? Okay.
What does Duncan have to do with
this? I just sit here enjoying the whole show.
Why bring Duncan into this?
I mean, I can barely even talk right now. Like, this guy's killing me. But sure, I'm fine with it.
All right, it. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen.
Time for you to get a watch, pal.
What time is it, actually?
It's about to be 8.
Okay, good. We're good. Did we say? Yeah. Okay. So you have your, when you're not doing the show with JJ, what's your intro at comedy clubs, like when you work?
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we have a recording of it. We'll take the bit that way. Always easier. Oh, we actually do have a recording of it. So this is you at the comedy club. And Eric, you went to the show?
Well, yeah. It's a great show, I heard.
Oh, and you do a lot of crowd work, Johnny?
Something like that. Yeah, that's what I've been called, a crowd work comedian.
Let's take this in. Like we say, let it breathe. This is actually from, is this from Flappers?
Yeah, this was opening night of the show.
In the big room or the little room? Oh, the big room.
Yeah, you better fucking believe it was the big room.
Well, you don't have to curse. Was it sold out? Hey, John Brad Wagner's mom listens to this whole show, so be nice. Be no cursing.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Rosemary. Oh, Rosemary. Wow, Rosemary.
Oh, yeah, sure, Rosemary. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure, Rosemary. Rosemary. Yeah, oh, Rosemary. Yeah, yeah. Sure, really Rosemary great. Listens.
Yeah, wow.
What?
It's okay. It's funny.
Obviously, I'm trying to throw him a direction, and we cut to the point of literally looking at each other going, what? The best. By the way, my fault because I'm whispering to you, but it's funnier. You have to eventually go, what? We'd be the worst improv troupe in the world. I'm trying to throw you something. Ha!
What?
Ha!
Whisper.
But Johnny, you know John Bram Wagner does the show, right?
Oh, yeah. I love John. John's amazing. He's, by golly.
Yeah.
He has the best sound drops in the business. Like I said, this is the most professional podcast
I've
ever
been on. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And I also remind the people at home, remember, I'm talking to Johnny Colorado. It is a puppet. I will keep reminding you because it's important. I know it breaks character. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, I do have a lot of character.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the bit. It's when I do that, it's like there's a fake world where I can address it, and then I turn back to reality. Johnny's feelings are never hurt because he never hears it. That's the best way to set that
How
up.
How rude.
Shut up.
I clearly have ears.
No, I know you do, but if you hear that, it makes me look like I'm full of shit. I apologize. In my head, you don't hear.
I apologize.
Anyway, so, so we'll play it. This is you at the Flappers?
I believe so, yes.
In Burbank?
Yeah, in 2015, I believe.
And this is your opening night?
Yes.
Sold out?
Yes.
Everybody in the industry was there.
Wow.
Big room.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was Conan.
You want to make it a bigger theater? Make this bit better? Where do you want to make it? We can make it anywhere we want. How about, was it could be at the Lyric? Or
well, not to, well,
I
not
was
to
there.
Get ahead of myself, but, oh, go ahead, Aristotle.
It was the Staples Center. You don't remember this?
Oh, it was the Staples Center?
Yes, I didn't.
Pretty huge.
I didn't know.
A lot of people are saying, I'm this generation's Dane Cook.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well,
I play the big stadiums.
Okay. Well, listen, you're going to do, so we're going to listen to this. I'm going to let it breathe. I'm going to sit back and let it breathe. And this is you at the Staples Center.
Yes.
And Eric, you just happened.
All those people there. He was in.
How many people did you talk to out of the crowd?
All of them. It was a very long show, Tom.
Oh, you really. Sorry, we'll,
if you're going to charge $200 a ticket, you better fucking talk to everyone. That's what they told me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Colorado. Oh, it's the same song.
Yeah.
A recording of JJ on the trumpet, everyone.
Because you don't have to pay him.
All right. What do we got here? It's great to be here in the City of Angels. Look at all of you. Look at you. Wait, don't I know you from the Cheesecake Factory, sir, up in Section 213? Oh, yeah. If you want to call it that, am I right? Ah! No, I kid. Wait, what do we order again? The shrimp scampi?
Shrimp scampini.
Hey, your mom. Ah!
I don't know.
Hey, how about you? Section 113, is that Rosemary and her cool son, John Brand Wagner? Hi. Hey.
Don't be mean to my son.
I would never. So, John.
Can I tell you what I feel like? And it's the best feeling in the world. Like being in a fort when you're 11 doing a talk show. It's like, it's so, if you're not there with us, I said that because that's where you're supposed to be. Like, it is. It's that silly. I told you. That was mom's just there. Because when you're that age, anything, you know, that's why I think being, like, when you're 11, you do bits. You're silly. And when you're 12, you do bits. And then you get to the point where you still do bits, but you get to think you have to be like, you know, you also want to be cool. You turn to a certain age. This is just like doing bits, like when you were 11, but now you can smoke pot.
Well, I was voted most cool puppet by the National Puppet Association of America. Whoa. If that helps.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Whoa. That's pretty cool.
Is that the trophy thing you were going to talk about?
Oh, that's separate.
Wow.
But I mean, I wanted to.
Oh yeah, the trophy thing. So can I talk to you seriously about something?
Yeah, no.
To George Carr, and I'm serious about
this.
Can
I finish the audio though?
What was that?
Of him at the Staples
Center? I can't. To be honest with you. It's a little hard to hear, so I'm going to maybe not hear the rest of that. Plus, I don't like – I love that you do – no. But okay, I have to break character. Every time I say something that sounds like it might be critical of the of Johnny Colorado, Duncan look – the puppet – Johnny looks at me even when I did that. Like, does he not think I'm real? So I'm not going to break character anymore. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Todd.
Okay, so we have to take a break.
All right.
But I thought before we took a break, could I ask you about one thing?
Yeah, of course.
But to George Carlin, I'm being serious.
I get how this show works. It's a mixture of absurdist comedy and serious social subjects, which makes it a fun show to listen to.
Okay.
So woo!
Okay, the puppet's looking around. Never mind. He doesn't hear it. He doesn't hear it. With my new rules, he never hears it. That's the only way I'm going to have fun. So anyway, back to you. What do you think? Do you think, because we were talking about this off the podcast, and I loved your view on this. It was just so clean. But we were saying about the kids getting trophies. How's that a bad thing?
Oh,
you know, people go,
Oh, yeah.
Well, what you said it. What did you say before?
Well, let me think about this. Let me put it to you.
You're talking about participation trophies for all kids.
Yes. Some people
go, win or lose.
Some people go, they're horrible. They're the downfall. Some people feel bad that they think they're bad because kids got to learn. You know, but you said something the other night. This came up in conversation when we were hanging out at my house.
To me, it's about rewarding a child for taking the time and effort to commit to something. It's not necessarily who wins everything and who loses everything because. I don't know. Can you name to me who won the Tri-City 1997 Baseball Youth League City Championship?
No, I can't.
Oh, so I guess it doesn't matter who got a trophy that year, does it? So right. Maybe we can make trophies for all the kids so they all feel good about themselves and as young human beings and grow up into well-adjusted people who understand the importance of putting effort towards things.
No, exactly. And inevitably, they still know they didn't win the trophy they really want. They're not. They get it. If you're worried that they'll be a little bit, you want
it's
your child.
Almost, if only they made trophies in different sizes.
And you said, "Oh, would it be bad?" How did you say it? To tell me, I everything you said about it just made sense.
Well,
like,
thank you.
You know, how could it be negative?
Like, oh, sorry, it's a bad thing to bring a joy into a child's life. And then, like, I don't know, they go on to have healthy, successful living, like, because of a small little moment in their young developmental stages.
How could that be harmful?
Oh, yeah, gross. Whoa, gross.
Danger, the danger.
The right. Danger of happy kids.
Ah! Ah!
Happy kids, ah! No. Ah! Todd, look behind you.
What?
It's a happy kid. Ah!
Wait, look over there. That what? Kid just got a trophy. He's a little bum, but happier than he was before.
Ah!
Ah! Oh, look at that. There's those kids over there. They play in a baseball league, and they got participation trophies.
Ah!
The humanity. The humanity.
Ah!
Worry about this. It's
wait,
not a joke.
Wait,
children need to
you.
Experience pain. Children need to experience pain. And if they don't experience pain, then they're never going to learn. And you're just creating this world around them that's going to bubble them, and they won't function. Even though every goddamn motherfucking doctor will tell you you're wrong, you won't fucking let go of that dumb fucking opinion you have on participation trophies, even though it's based on bullshit. Everything you fucking think is not based on talking to a professional. It's a stupid thought you had, and you won't let go of it, you dumb fuck.
Ah!
Well, what happened? This is all I was trying to say. This is all I was trying to say. Right.
Nothing you can say it can't be sung.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. There's nothing you can make that can't be made.
Johnny Colorado, were you singing along?
Yeah, that was too much.
Let me hear.
It's easy.
Love is all you need.
Oh, I like it.
Love is all you need.
Wow. Well, how's everybody doing?
Great.
Wow, I feel bad. JJ had to take off, and Johnny Colorado is still here.
Yeah, I was able to stick around. I got out of a prior obligation.
Thank you. I was surprised a lot of your views are in line with mine, and don't worry, it's going to be a silly show, but we were talking about the not using... What did you say about not using... You know, don't say the word retarded as an adjective. I couldn't believe what you were saying about that.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know.
Isn't it up for defense? But you think there's two sides, though? You think you always have
Well, yeah, there's a right side and a wrong side.
But can't there be one person feels one way and one person feels another?
Well, in situations like this, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Well, what do you do when you have a friend that doesn't understand it, though? How do you explain it to them?
Well, with kindness and compassion. I'm not angry at them. I want everybody to be happy and understanding with each other. I don't want us at each other's throats further, and I think
right.
That sometimes gets lost.
Right.
I want everyone to be happy, not just some people.
That's like I realize, you know, do you mind if I – look, everyone on this show is probably tired of hearing me talking about it, but me and you have never talked about this. That's like I had another thought about the – over the holidays with the you can't say Merry Christmas anymore, the Starbucks cup.
Well, don't get me started on that, Todd.
Well – you know what I thought? Their way, I'm going to say it again, but a little differently because I'll never get tired of
it
during the holiday. Their way is we're going to take over now. We're going to, you know, we're going to change the cup. And you think, oh, now they're going to change it and try to teach the old people a lesson. Of course, it's going to say, Happy Kwanzaa. Oh, now we're, no. They go, no. We wanted to include everybody. So I realized. What the people on the other side are saying is, because they're obviously saying they want to include everyone. Everything they do on the cup or the sheer saying of Happy Holidays means, oh, no, we just want to include everybody. There's no defining that. And there's no defining that on the other side. They're saying, yeah, we don't. I know you wanted to include us deep down, but you don't. They don't want it to include them. That's what it's saying. It's like, no, we want Merry Christmas. We don't want to include you.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of harm done when your consumerism goods reflect the views of everyone. Like, there's that line that Jesus always had that said, make sure you remember me with a Starbucks cup.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. And he also said, make sure to be not inclusive towards others.
Right.
He
right.
said both those things.
Yeah,
and,
he said that, right?
And they're all written in my Things That Only Dummies Think.
What's your book?
It's called Things Only Dummies
Think. What other things do they say?
Oh, they say things like, let me see here. Well,
you
I
mean, like you or the other side of the argument, those kind of dummies.
Oh, yeah, the other side of the argument.
The other side.
Yeah, yeah.
What are other things that the dummies say?
What was that? Was that a puppet joke? Is that what we do
correct
now?
Correct term I know. Is puppet.
Is that what we do now? We just joke about puppets?
I know. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
The only dummy here is you for using.
That was harsh.
Well
now you know how I feel.
He's a very progressive, yes.
I don't like personal attacks, and that's what I felt that was.
Well, he's just kidding around.
But I love you, Eric.
Thank you.
Oh, he's reaching out to shake his hand. All right, listen, Johnny. All right, let's keep
really
the show.
Coming down out there.
Let's keep the show moving along. Now, Johnny, you have to go do a singing engagement up the street.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Will you come back?
Sure, I'll see. I'll see if I can squeeze it in. But yes, I'll do my best, Todd.
Well, it was nice. Always nice talking to you.
Oh, it's great. It's an honor, and I'd love to be back. A future. I don't want to be imposing, but if
you could find it
in your barn and in your heart to have Johnny Conrado back.
Oh, thank you.
It would be the greatest honor.
I have a singing engagement too.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going caroling.
What if somebody called that an engagement?
Do the Eric Olsen cut.
Do the what? Oh, you like that one?
Eric Olsen.
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 On Venmo.
Eric Olsen.
Eric Olsen.
Eric Olsen.
Eric Olsen.
Thank you.
Woo!
Whoa. It's coming down hard.
Whoa. That one was close.
All right, well, Johnny Colorado left. God, he got picked up in two SUVs. Is he a big shot or something? The other one had the flashers on.
I guess so.
Sorry to cut you off, Todd, but I just got back.
Where have you been,
anything?
Duncan?
Oh.
Andy Dick is not here.
Andy Dick
did not show.
Andy
Dick. He didn't just not show. We did call him and found out. But I want to play his jingle. Well, let's stop for a second. How's everybody?
Good.
You are?
I am. I can't speak for the rest.
Hey, Eric, do me a favor.
Sure.
You don't mind?
Oh, you want me to play that guitar?
You mind? Yeah, you mind if I throw it over?
Yeah, throw it. Oops, I dropped it. How's that? That's like incredible.
Hold on. Throw it over to me. Well, let me give it a shot. Were you doing a little Michael Jackson over there?
It just came to me.
I'll give it a shot.
You do it.
Oh, yeah. I get it. You just think the song.
It's pretty easy, right?
Is it cool if I try?
You dropped it.
Yeah. Can I give you a song?
Yeah.
I want to pick a song you've never played. Just think it. But you know the words to it. You just never.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but do you mind if I give you a song to play?
Sure. I'll try.
Is Happy Stupid?
Oh, the one by Pharrell Williams?
Yeah, here, just fucking play and shut up. Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow. Do the part I recognize.
It might be like a habit. I'm a habit.
How close could you get to sing it along with this?
Song I know too.
It's a hard one.
I know the part where he says happy.
Yeah.
The rest, not so much.
Listen to the buzz. Can you move that again? That's going to drive me nuts.
That as much as we keep throwing that guitar and dropping it, it stays in tune.
Throw it over here. Maybe I'll play it.
Oh, you dropped it. Again.
Oops, hold on. Whoa. Here, I'll play it. I'll give it to you.
Hey!
he can do Michael Jackson.
Well, I heard James. I heard James Adomian's pissed.
That's why he's mad.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, baby. Sure.
That's really good.
Debra. I'm sorry for
Debra.
Debra.
No, no. This is Aristotle. Why do you? Can we hear it, but you can't because we're in through a different.
Yeah, the
system.
Listeners won't be able to hear it either because it's just the splitter to our headphones.
Oh, good. Then it doesn't bother me if they can't hear it. Hey, do me a favor, Aristotle. Play this fucking thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Aristotle can play the guitar
and the drums
at the same time. No way he can do the guitar, the drums, and that bell.
Yeah. John Wagner has been searching around the soundboard, finding different things that we haven't played on the show in a while. It's a new segment I called. John Wagner, what do you got for us that we haven't heard in a while? Huh?
I love the Todd Glass Show. Each episode's great. It's fun to hear Todd and his guest master crafting each premise for bit after bit. Something that is clever, something that is funny to hear Todd do Rodney do Mitch's one-liners to entertain all of you. Non-listeners as well. And if you're not listening, then go straight to Nerdist.com/podcast/the Todd Glass Show and start listening. Now swear to Colin, more reverb will always sound slick. So put some more on it or go eat a grilled cheese by candlelight by Chick-fil-A. We're 100 percenters. It's fine if you're Mark Maron's podcasters. Just be four glasses. Don't change that dial. Just sit on your comfortable seat and hear what
it's about. I mean, he's gonna curse by the end of the song, right?
And I could keep going, but you know it's time to bail out.
Seriously. Not only was that a great one we haven't heard in a while, but Joe, like that, wow. There's so many. That's what I like some weeks when he gets busy because it forces us to go through the archives and you play some much utilized. Doo 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 ba boo dee ba ba da ba boo. Ba boo doo ba boo doo ba bing 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 boopy. Happy birthday. To me. Wow, there's nothing more beautiful than that. Just nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh,
you know what?
That just ruined something beautiful with that.
Disgusting. My whole show sucks, I guess, now. No, I have a shitty show. I don't even mean that as a joke. Can you make more noise with your chair?
But that's the hashtag.
That's the hashtag.
Hashtag squeaky
Aristotle
chair.
Squeaky chair. Do you guys get the more tater bit?
I definitely do.
We've done it so many times at this point. Yeah.
That's so easy.
Why don't you do one first?
Well, let me play the original.
Yeah. More taters, Mom.
Let me do one for them. I'll go first. Here we go.
Can I get a twice baked burrito, please?
Oh yeah. I got one. Yeah, you got this, Eric.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I'll have the three cheese tortellini, but can I get a mixture of the Alfredo sauce with the marinara sauce and maybe a little bit of garlic bread?
No, that was pretty good. I think I don't want to steal Eric's thunder, but I think I can do it just as good.
Yep. Can I show you again too?
Yeah, yeah.
Do an intro. That was great.
Right?
No. You totally. It could be a little bit shorter, but not a lot. And you did a great job. So okay. let me just do it.
May I get some scrambled eggs with hash browns?
Okay, yeah.
You can do two things, but...
Yeah, no.
You want to hear the original?
Yeah.
Would that help you, actually?
I feel like I don't need help, but sure. I think it can't
Why not?
Hurt. It can't hurt. Exactly.
Mo' taters, Ma.
Yeah, yep.
Let's start it over. Here we go.
Do these Granny Smith apples come from the Pacific Northwest, or I've heard allegedly that they actually originated down in the Australian area, and they might have migrated across the Pacific Ocean here, so is that sort of where these might have originated from, or do you kind of know anything about the DNA of these Granny Smith apples?
No, don't even do that.
That was perfect, right?
Yeah,
that was perfect.
It was about food.
No, it's...
That's a good one.
Play the original.
I'm pretty sure I have got a good one.
Hold on. Can you play the original? Just listen. I want you to listen.
I'll listen.
Mo' taters, Ma.
Yeah, it sounds like all of our stuff.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Taters, apples. We all got it.
Hold on 1 second, John. Aristotle, it's not a big deal. It's just a bit. I don't want everyone to get self-conscious on the show. Well, now that we know that John Bram Wagner's mom listens to the show, we got to be nice. I mean, we were always nice, but now we got to be extra nice. So you guys are trying your hardest. It's more of a one-line thing. And it doesn't matter. It's a stupid bit. Play the original. And then you...
Mo' taters, Ma.
So he said taters, I said tortellini,
you didn't just say tortellini, and you had some questions about the apples, but let it's all good. You guys got it, basically.
Well, right. Aristotle said he has it, too.
You want to hear the original again?
No, I got it down.
Okay, go ahead.
I know this thing. Hi, I really like the look of these avocados, but are they from Mexico? Because I only like to eat California-grown avocados. And by the way, do you happen to have nopales? Nopales? You know, the cactus, the edible cactus.
That was beautiful. Was that from the actual recording?
Stop. Shut up. How dare you? No, that was good. It was a little bit... Can I tell you the truth? Can I just show you?
Is it because he said avocado and cactus?
No. Play just a little intro for me. Play the original.
Mo' taters, Ma.
Okay, now I'll do one, because it can't be taters.
Yeah.
Play the music for me. And you.
Can I get a sloppy Joe, please?
That was pretty good.
Can you give him your mic for 1 second and let John Bram Wagner try?
Well, yeah, he's definitely got it. Well, no, John's definitely going to get it right because he's heard all these examples.
Look in his eyes.
Should I play the original?
Well, has anybody gotten it wrong?
No, yeah.
Well, no, guys. Yeah, a little. Not...
Mo' taters, Ma.
See it? Okay, now give yourself some music. And you get it, John? Do you?
Maybe. We'll see. I really like shark meat, but it's hard to get around these parts. I come from like a Florida South Keys where it's like you can catch a lot of sharks.
No, do it. Just do it.
No.
That's good. Shark meat.
Stop, guys.
He's got a point.
To be fair, I think you're the only one that needs to hear the original before you do it. Like, we all got it.
I love the guy that can't... I really like... Who gives a shit you like shark meat? Oh, shit. They're buzzing again. We got to fix that. Wow. That bit is so much fun. It's annoying when that thing... People at home don't hear it, but... Oh, Johnny Colorado's back.
I heard you were doing my favorite song, Mo' Taters.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to do one, Johnny?
Oh, I'd be so honored.
You want to hear the original?
Yeah, just a refresher, but yeah. It's my favorite song of all time.
I'm talking to a puppet. Remember, his name is Johnny Colorado. Only you hear this. He does not.
Mo' taters, Ma.
Yeah,
you get that?
I totally got it.
Do you have it, honestly?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, are you sure? Do you want to hear the original again?
I'd love to.
Okay.
potatoes, Ma.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now you want to try it? Okay.
I love how he dances.
Yeah, the prime rib will be fine.
Right! Yes! Perfect! Johnny!
Well, now you think it's like a little short.
John, no, it's all the length. God, you're making me not look crazy. You want to do another one?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And
I totally get
do
it.
One. And then they can do one.
Okay, that'd be great.
I love that you get it. Okay, go ahead. Give them some intro.
Actually, instead of that pot roast, I'll go ahead and get the barbecue brisket. That looks really good, and I don't know. My wife, she's a big fan of brisket.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay!
Woo! No, you guys.
And that was another episode of the Tater Bit.
Wow!
Two weeks in a row doing the bit where we all acted like we couldn't get the bit right. Wow. Fun times. Now to another part of the Todd Glass Show.
It's buzzing again. That should be the name of the show. It's buzzing again.
Oh, we're buzzing.
So
on.
Annoying. Oh, it's goes away. There it is.
Wow.
Aristotle's on it. He's wearing a surgical mask. We just disconnected shit. Wow. Ooh. Now he disconnected. What is he doing?
He fixed it.
You know, you're right. What? He fixed it. He did it aggressively.
He showed that buzzing.
What do you want from me? You need the volume turned up? All right, let me hear what you were going to play.
We love you, Aristotle.
Ah, yes, you do.
We love you, Aristotle. If you do, when you're not near us, we're blue. Aristotle, we love you. We love you, Aristotle. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Aristotle.
Wagner. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, John Brand Wagner. It's true. Oh, John Brand Wagner, we love you. And we know your mom listens. So we wanted to let her know that you are fine.
John's mom never listened to the podcast anymore. And everybody wondered why.
We never heard from her. It ended up she was seen selling tamales on the outskirts of the Tulsa border. Pulled up to get some. I bought them, but I didn't say hello.
After that night I saw Aristotle, I passed out for 14 hours. I woke up to the sound of a speeding Ferrari with its top down, and who's behind the wheel of the car? Johnny Colorado.
Whoa. This is the way this movie goes? What happens to Johnny Colorado?
You have to wait to the sequel.
This is a new segment of the show where I turn the table on John Brad Wagner. I go, John Brad Wagner, what do you got for us?
The Todd Glass Show.
What?
From Hollywood.
Wow, that's one. I wanted somebody over from...
That was an oldie but a goodie.
That was an oldie but a goodie. That was from Lynn. I hope that Joe's wife doesn't call. Or you never know. It could be his brother. He's a drunk himself. Hopefully he won't be caught. Oh, are you kidding me, Aristotle?
Nope. There's someone on the line.
I know. Can I tell you? Hold on. Don't pick up yet. Don't pick up yet. It's Joe's brother. He's also a drinker. And I don't mean to glorify the drinking, but I can tell you the way this call is going to go. It's his brother, and he's got another brother I don't want to call stupid who yells stuff from the background, being argumentative. And you hear him in the background, and it's so... I hate it because I know the way it's going to go down. It goes down that way. I think it's Don is going to probably on the hold. Is it Don on hold, Aristotle?
It is.
Yeah. Don McKenzie. Out of all the goddamn names I could have picked, I finally thought I did a good job. God damn it. Don McKenzie, even though it's not. Anyway, so, and he's going to tell me. I don't know. He's drunk. He drinks a lot. I go to easy. Last week when I was doing the bit, Duncan looks over at me. He goes, say she's drunk. So I go, are you drunk, to Liza Skinner?
Well, to be fair, Liza confirmed every instance beforehand of that character was drunk. So it was a precedent that had been set.
Right. That's what I loved about it. She was always drunk. But it's whatever you tell her to do. So when I go, well, oh, she was drunk. Of course, now she's got
to
be drunk.
But I think that family does have a problem.
Well, because listen to his brother, and we're going to... Is he still on hold?
Mackenzie's synonymous with alcohol.
Well, it's not a good thing, and I don't want to glorify it, but it's funny in bits. So, go ahead, put him on. Hey, hold, pause it. Hold, I mean, take him, don't take him off. Just tell him we'll get right to him, Aristotle. All right. The guy in the background annoys me because it seems like he's just throwing few... He's just throwing fuel on the fire, and he's like one of those guys that goes, oh, then get on the phone if you got something to say. Don't just pick your random moments to yell out aggressive shit that could only fuel the fire. Go put, hello?
Hey, Todd. Todd? Is this Todd?
Hey, Don. Hey. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm not great, Todd. I'll tell you that much. I'm not great, but this is my third time calling, and I'm trying to be civil about it, so... coming in with a clear conscience, and I'm just gonna tell you what's on my mind. I heard you play that old jingle, and I can tell you right now, it wasn't by the man that goes by.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm not.
What it was going to be about. You've been drinking, haven't you?
Todd, what my
you
my
can
personal,
tell. You've had like 20 drinks. You're
business,
slurring. I don't understand one thing you're saying.
My personal.
No, I understand better than that. But
my personal business.
Yeah.
Is none of your business, Todd.
Who's that?
Hey, Todd!
Oh,
you tell that fuck, it's none of his business.
Hey!
Did you tell him?
No.
You told him to fuck off, play Joe's songs, and keep his nose out of your fucking business.
That's
did you tell him that?
I'm trying to be fucking civil
now. You tell him.
Todd, sorry.
Yeah, that's that. We knew it.
I dropped my keys.
I heard him yelling. That's that. Who is that? All he does, tell him to stop interrupting. You're doing a better job at mediating this. We knew before
you
we
tell
picked.
Tell him to mind his own fucking business.
What's he mean, mind my own business?
You know what I'm about to, because he won't let me get a fucking word in edgewise.
Yeah, fuck
all. They don't sound like they're from Portland at all.
Yeah, they don't sound like they're from Portland. How come his brother sounds more uneducated as the minutes go on?
Hey, you know what?
I thought he had good diction.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
What?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Todd. No, I,
yeah,
I
who,
went,
tell, what's his name?
Went
in the, I'm going
to
tell,
whoa.
Tell the guy in the background he's got to stop it.
Joe,
he's very,
Joe be better off writing songs for Jimmy Pardo than this.
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to tell
Joe
him the whole time.
Joe can write songs for anybody, and he chooses this.
Okay, hello.
He's not even appreciating his other people's songs.
First of all, you guys are more of an embarrassment. I know your friend in the background can't hear me, because that's the way he's more comfortable talking, just spurting out dumb shit out of nowhere. Great. He doesn't hear us, so he doesn't know when we're talking. But anyway.
Don, why aren't you saying anything? Is that blabbermouth still going at it?
Listen.
Look. This is a very tense moment for me right now.
Hold
Part of
on,
me is bubbling
on.
Over, thinking about the fact that our
Tell
brother, our
are.
Brother puts his sweat and tears
no,
into
guys,
making beautiful music
you're
for
drinking,
his show.
You're drinking.
And all he can do is say, oh, what are the jingles we played in the past?
All
I'm
we
not
did,
appreciative
all
of
we
the
did.
Current,
guys,
the current
guys,
music
stop.
Quality.
Nobody likes Lynn Shore.
Stop.
Thank you.
Stop. Please. Please, Don, stop.
Oh, hi, Todd. I forgot you were on the line. Hello.
Stop. Joe doesn't care.
Oh,
it's you, the guys that
Joe
care. You're
doesn't
what? Your
care.
Sister. Is it your
Joe,
sister? She called last week.
Care about Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, tell him
Joe
he's worse than you. He's worse than No, you're not bad. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. What's worse than the situation? Yeah, me and you were arguing. Okay. He in the background. He's got to stop it.
Who in the background?
You're whoever that is. I don't know. You're there, not me.
Is she asking about me?
I think he can
tell him to mind his own fucking business and quit criticizing our family and show a little.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Know what? You're right. Hey, first it's my brother Joe, and now it's my other brother Charlie.
Your brother does not. Brother Joe Charlie. Doesn't mind. Get Joe on the phone. You know
him.
Why you won't be able to? Because Joe doesn't mind we play the other songs. It's
oh,
one
hold on,
song.
Let me get Joe on the phone real quick. Oh, wait, that's right. He's in
Joe
his room.
What's
yeah,
he
he's
doing?
Asking me.
Did
he's
you
asking
tell
me
he's
to
trying
Joe?
To console his wife who's so upset because Todd
oh, this
is
maddening.
Plays other jingles. He finds them on the street.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get
where
to.
Did he, where did that guy just say I get the jingles?
He finds them on the street. Did you tell him that, Don?
Oh, the street jingles. You want me to get started on
guys,
the street
jingles? Guys, that's a legend. That's a urban legend that got started from Eliza.
Oh,
from Joe's wife last week.
Who's Eliza?
I said that by accident. Joe's wife last week said that I go out into the street and I get pick up songs off the street. These are
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, you do. These no, are, you do. It's you a documented fact. You go out in the street.
It's a
you say,
documented fact?
It's a documented fact in the McKenzie Weekly.
How come you don't sound drunk anymore? I want you to sound drunker.
Oh, you want me to sound like something? I'll sound like something. How about I do a jingle for you, and then you won't use it on your show?
Oh, stop. I use every one
That's
of his songs.
Precedent.
It's an honor to get. You guys are so misguided.
He'll
You're
play
the
anybody's jingle on
Yeah, he'll
guy.
Play anybody's
How's
jingle.
That make your How's that make your How's that make
He finds him on the street and he'll play.
Well, no,
he's
that's
just
the
repeating
issue.
What he heard.
That's the issue.
These guys, you're,
that's
he's
the
not,
issue, Todd.
Guys, me and you, I feel like sir.
Joe puts his
Rob,
soul
what's
into
your, I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't even See, that's
I
how
know,
much you care.
Stop it.
That's how much you It's Don.
Don,
John McKenzie.
Don McKenzie.
Less jingly.
Please stop it.
Don, less jingly McKenzie.
Can I tell you something?
I have an ear for music,
I'm not
but
saying,
not a talent.
I'm not. You'll know that I'm being honest with you. Look, we have our differences. You can, but I think me and you can get somewhere.
That's.
I want to explain to you.
That's how I wanted to start this.
I know. I know.
So
I know.
Tell them about your ear for music.
I
did just tell him. I mentioned my ear for music.
Okay, listen.
He didn't sound too receptive.
Oh, because he doesn't give a shit.
You know
that
what? You have
that
a good
guy makes me want to fight. Show. Can I tell you what
you
that guy?
You have a good point.
I don't
know
that guy. You
show
you.
I'm
all
trying
you,
to be civil here, and all
guys,
Todd Glass does is ignore our
you're,
family.
Don. Your instincts are right. His are wrong. Every time we're going down the right path, you let him yell out stuff. Your instincts are right. We have to
hey,
talk
Don,
about this.
I don't know what he's saying, but don't let him pit us against each other.
Oh,
I'm not. Okay, listen. Your brother. Joe, it's an honor. You act like we're doing him a favor. He does us a favor by doing these songs. If he can get a break.
Yeah, he does do you a favor.
I know.
And
well,
you, what you do you,
no,
what you do when someone does
I give
you
him
a favor.
What do I do?
Is you show appreciation if you're a good person. But what you've been doing is completely ignoring him.
Well, you have a drinking
he
problem.
He puts his.
You, I can hear it in your voice.
He puts.
I his, can really hear it.
Yep.
Really?
I've never been strung out a day in my. He puts his heart and his soul into all of these songs.
I know he does.
Did you mention?
And the
oh, who is he? What is he saying?
Marijuana?
Let him talk. I want
Did
to see what he'll say.
That?
Let him talk.
I didn't want to
keep egging him on.
I
though.
Didn't want to be divisive.
Keep egging him on. I want
but
to hear
what
he's got to say.
Yeah, yeah, like that is something that's been kind
what?
Of prevalent this whole
I bet
time.
He's the type
he's
of
been
guy
high the whole time.
That smokes weed all goddamn day and then criticizes other
those...
people. For having a cocktail.
One of those L.A. types. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my drug of choice is so much.
Tell him to come to the phone.
Oh, yeah,
tell him
you pothead?
Come.
You pothead?
No,
you want me to bring the phone over?
You're in the middle.
That's
because
I have one drink a day.
No, I'm not saying.
And by a day, I mean an hour.
I'm not your critic.
And by an hour, I mean
don't let him pit
minutes.
Us against each other. Don't let him pit us against each other.
I bet that type of asshole that repeats no. my lines.
No, that's not true. He's look, you are a smart person, and you know I'm
well,
right. You know
you,
why?
Thank
because you're smart. You get that I'm not bullshitting
that,
you. Because deep down, you are smart, and you know it. And you know.
What are you doing? You letting this guy bullshit
you? No.
That's
what and he's
saying.
Not.
Charlie's,
he instigates you.
He's a smart
Let
one.
Me tell you something. He brings the worst out in you, and I want to bring the best out in you. And I don't care what he says, what he yells from the background.
You're to him. Put me on the phone.
I'll talk to him.
All right. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, because I won't.
Damn phone. I'll tell that piece of shit exactly what I think.
All right. Here's Charlie. I got your back.
That's okay. I'll be nice.
Hey, Todd, this is Charlie. I want to apologize for my brother.
What do you mean it was you?
Drinking. And I just...
What do you mean? You've been yelling from the. In all fairness, you've been yelling.
You
guys even listen to a thing that I say.
Give you a reason, you know. Let
yeah, but
know
sir, you're not listening. You're not even pausing to let me talk.
Well,
you
so
have to.
Anyway, Joe.
No, no.
The thing is,
no, I'm not gonna. You're gonna apologize.
And Don,
this guy's crazy.
He has been drinking, and so.
Sir, you were the one being rude. The things you were yelling.
Joe's wife, she's
he just
really
talks
upset,
over me.
And we're just trying
thing,
to get to the bottom of this.
The thing
and,
you're just
I'm
making up
very,
a storyline. Like, it doesn't get in the way.
Hey, who
oh,
the
now
fuck
he's gonna yell.
Charlie, get on the phone. Steve, give it over to Charlie.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show all over the byways and the highways of the world, flying through the air like a goddamn crazy monkey coming at you, you fuck! It's the Todd Glass Show! Buckle up! Fuck face! Of course, that wasn't a show. This is the opening. I can keep. What? Back to the beginning every time. It's going to be great, that song, because you can go, what? Of course it's the show. I'll do it again. Hey! All right, let's do a professional show. I want this show to be good. I'm sorry about the other shows. Sorry everyone around here doesn't think it's important to rehearse. I do want to ask this, though. What time is it?
9.
How long is this show gone?
2 hours.
It goes too quick. We have to go in. We got yelled at by Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
My shows are too long.
He's spending a fortune on reverb.
Yeah, the reverb costs him a lot. We don't realize that. Oh, just take a deep breath. And by the way, I don't mind these moments on the show. I want you to know that to George Carlin. It lets you, like right now my back hurts a little, and if I could stretch it a little, I feel better instead of me pretending it's all right. I might even stand up. Take a little break. Just re-breathe. If we need to breathe, they need to breathe. Mm-hmm, baby. How you doing?
We're
Are you
in
doing
their
good?
Ears.
We're in their ears.
Should we cleanse them again?
Did he ever do the more taters? Oh, yeah, he asked about short meat. How do you like that, his mother? Is that enough attention? Am I giving him enough attention? You got to listen to the whole show? All right, I mentioned something he did. What more do you want from me? What more do you want from me? We've shown you shun love, probably more love than you show him. And now I got you breathing down my back. I got him out of nowhere. I got to thank John Brand Wagner. We appreciate him from our hearts, from our guts. But what the fuck else do you want from me? Next week on Todd Glass, Will Rosemary. All right, okay. I want a professional show now. I'm really paranoid. So listen, this show is not for everybody, Rosemary. That's the name of our show now. This show is not for everybody, Rosemary. That's the new name of it.
Should we prank call somebody?
Yeah, I'm always happy to do anything. I take suggestions.
Let's prank call Andy.
Call Andy Andy Kindler?
Andy Dick.
No. I can't. Then that wouldn't be right. Nice to the listeners. We were about to do that.
We should prank call Andy Kindler, though.
Or we can call Andy Kindler. Yeah. Oh, I don't have my phone. Will you get it? It's on my desk. Eric, do me a favor. Put on these headsets and listen to this music. So when you're running in the house literally to get something, you'll hear this music. It'll make you run faster. To George Carlin, Eric ran and got the. He's getting the.
Ooh,
my
never
phone.
Ran so fast in my life.
If I tell you something, you promise not to laugh? You promise not to laugh? Do you promise not to laugh?
I swear to George Gobel.
I lost my virginity to this song. What did I know? I did what I was told, and then cried. What?
The whistle sound.
Yeah. This instrument, if you find it online, is truly incredible. And by the way, I never cried. I don't want you to think my life was... Oh, you could think like, well, some people do. They go through figuring out who they are, and it's very dramatic for them. So that's why I don't want to sound like I'm mocking that, because for me, no, I always knew that. It's weird that outwardly I took so long to be honest about who I was. Inwardly, probably because of my parents, I always felt comfortable. I just knew it was just a fucked up thing. I got it from the day one. Just another fucked up thing. I had clarity on it that they'll get right, but, you know, so, but, Hey, can I tell you a true story? I lost my virginity this song. Would you laugh again? I want to edit it in. That's because it's my birthday. Do you mind? Is that bad? Hey, can I tell you? I lost my virginity to this song.
Nah,
stop it. Stop, stop. Guys, shh. Guys, I'm not using this take. I'm not. Guys, no, stop, stop.
Hold on, let me catch
hold
my
on,
breath.
Stop. I'm actually serious. Stop. 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 Man. Stop.
Oh, boy.
Guys, that's too over the top. I'm not using it. That's too over the top. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. Oh, it's Blake Wexler. Ringing. Should we call
him?
Yeah,
answer it.
Okay, we'll interrupt this bit with Blake Wexler. Hey, Blake, what's up? Oh, well, I know you know. Because no one says that. He said Baba Booey, Baba Booey, and he hung up. That's so unprofessional. Nick Lipa is calling. What's he want? Oh, did you see Carlin? Here's Nick Lipa. Here's how behind he is. He goes, did you see Carlin do the 7 words you can't mention? No, I never saw it. Thanks a lot for bringing that to my attention. Hey, Blake, did you hang up on purpose? You're what?
No. I'm just some guy, like, communicating, you know, like, just being like, hey, I'm a guy, like, I'm calling
he's
you.
He's been drinking
know, like,
with Joe's family.
Oh, my God, Joe, have you been drinking?
Huh? Who, me? No. I mean, you know, I haven't got what drinks.
Okay, can I be honest? And I have you, I'm going to be honest, I have you on the podcast. You sound like you've been.
Bill Burr?
Are you drinking a lot? Wait, I don't want to make you an alcoholic in this bit. Let's not do this bit.
Yeah, no. It's all good. It's fine.
Did you call? Did you know I was doing the podcast?
No. To George Carlin, I did not know you were doing the podcast.
What did you call about? I'm curious. I know you might. Honestly, can you talk about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. To George Carlin, I was trying to see, like, so I'm flying out to the East Coast on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see if you were free to hang out this week at all.
All right, I'll call you off the podcast.
All right, well, you
that
know.
Means no.
That means no. Eric said that means no. No, that means
no. No, I don't understand. Okay. I'm
no, and by the way, Blake, of course I want to hang out before you take off. Where are you going for the holidays?
So on Saturday, I'm going to fly to see my parents.
Hey, can you do me a favor? And this might not be the PC thing to say. Don't hate me. Sound less Jewish. Just a little.
Okay.
Turn it down a little. Come on. I got a popular show here.
Right. So, Todd, can I actually... So I'm going to do how I was going to sound before this. Can I actually just do what I was going to do?
Sure.
I'd be like, okay. So what I was actually going to say was just like... Todd, I feel like we should probably have some sort of conglomeration of ideas and making a sort of sense to
things. So you're saying you did tone it down.
No, Todd, I mean, by the way, like, that is just how, like, I was going to do it, but now, like...
Now you change it. Do it the other way again. How would that person be? Because I already thought turn it down, but you're implying that the person you were going to do, you were going to do it just to grow. So you would be like what? Like if you were at a restaurant and you didn't like your meal, like what would your person be?
My ride's here.
My ride's here? Wait a second. Somebody just heard the ambulance on your end. What? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here,
my
ride's here, my ride's here, my ride's here.
Okay. Oh my God, you were talking that whole time? What does that mean? Do you talk Spanish? Blake, listen, I want to go because but I will call you about hanging out. Yes, I absolutely want to hang out.
Right. Hi, Blake.
Well, hey, well,
it's me.
Hello.
Aristotle.
Hello, stranger. Hello, dirty stranger.
That's me.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Blake.
I'll call you tomorrow, yeah.
I want to know, how's your parents' Labradoodle?
Well, it's creeping on pussy in a good way. So.
I know. How's your mom's Labradoodle, if you know what I mean? I'd like to doodle her Labral. Hey, Blake. I'd like to dabble her doodle. Wait till he acts offended. Hey, Blake, I'd like to dabble your I'd like to dabber your mom's doodle.
No, don't say such things.
Hey, Blake, I'd like to dabble your mom's doodle.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what my show's called? Todd Glass does a talk show out of his fort. Because this is sixth grade behavior. All right, Blake, until tomorrow, take care of each other. I know Jerry Springer says it after he watches people beat the shit out of each other for 29 minutes. All right, God bless.
Darren. All right, yeah, God bless you.
Take care. I'll call you later.
He's drunk. Nick Lipa.
Did you ever see Nick Lipa is a sleeper? He goes, did you see Obama? Oh. No, Obama. Look at me. Just when I make fun of him, it's wrong. Oh, now he's going to hear it. Did you see Obama mention Carlin's seven words on The Daily Show? Pretty cool, right? And then Nick Lipa also texts me. Oh, I owe him money. 503-18.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I give him a dollar every time he emptied the dishwasher. I'm kidding. What if that's how it got up that high? All right, listen, let's stop and let's think because we're taking this show in for the close. Like, what do you.
You were going to call Andy.
Andy Kindler? Oh, sure. Why wouldn't I? That's a good call, too. I mean, that's a good call on you.
Well, no pun.
Call Andy Kindler. Call Andy Kindler, please. Thank you. I try to be nice even to the phone.
Ask him if he likes my tweets.
Don't be insecure.
While we're waiting for Andy to answer, you can follow me on Venmo.
Thank
Eric
you.
Olson.
Hi, this is Andy. Why not leave me a message? Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang
up. Well, that was Andy Kindler,
yay!
Everybody. Yay! That was fun. No, you got to admit, that's pretty cool, right?
That was fun. I can't believe we got him on the show.
I know. This is good lean into a series that I'm working on.
I don't know. It's just like kind of edgy.
It's Todd brave, calls his friends. And it's
what's
like,
the biggest
this.
Get we can get right now?
Well, I think, hold on. Well, I did it on that show with Scott. We shot it as a web series. Todd Glass calls people from his phone.
Coming soon.
So should we do one now just to show people how much fun it could be?
Is it spelled C-U-M, like to be more edgy?
Boo.
Sorry, I thought this
wrong.
Was an edgy show.
No, we're not dirty. That's a
Sean's mom
type of
listens
edgy.
To this show.
Sean's mom. Oh, great. All we have to hear. Is she really on the phone? Honestly, because I want to know to George Goebel. That's his mom is on the phone? What's her name again? I want to be nice. Okay, let me be nice. Wait. Is she, what is she? Is she angry? Rosemary.
Hello. Is this Todd on the Todd Glass Show?
Oh, hi, Rosemary. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to call and say I'm sorry. I misunderstood initially what the situation was, and now I clearly see you were right the whole time. My son's been inappropriate the whole show.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, I get it. I get it. You're right.
Because of the fart thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Is that Eric Olson I hear?
Yeah. Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great.
That is something that we told him to do.
No, you don't.
Okay, yeah. Stop. Now's not the time.
Actually, I
seriously
put it on the board for him.
No. You need to stop doing that. Stop it. What I think's funny is that you guys...
Todd, that's inappropriate.
No, don't make a joke about it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, Todd, you're doing that.
Sound professional.
Oh, my God. What has my show turned into? To George Carlin. To George Carlin.
It's a fort show.
Okay, I'm never doing that bit again. We're going to have a serious meeting off the air about never bringing that bit bad again to George Carlin. I'm going to ask Rory Scovel to listen to a show. Tell me, do I keep doing it?
This is your everybody gets shirts moment.
No, because it's not. It's ultimately my responsibility. It's not like I'm blaming anybody. But I don't want, you know, I could end it. I've ended better bits, so why not that one? You know? At least I'm having that realization. What if I lost people already? Well, then they weren't mine to be had.
Maybe I
should keep doing it.
And I'll come back.
No. Then this show, we're not going to do it, just so they know I'm not full of shit. But to George Carlin, I don't want to do it. And I don't even mean as a double entendre. I'm better than that. After I defend my shit bit.
Ooh, shit bit.
The fart.
I don't even want to say that word. I do not want to turn, because some people hate that word as much as me. My sister, Lisa. She likes the... yeah, get it?
Yeah.
How are people? Is everybody okay? Are you okay? Listen, are you... You know what the whole funny thing is, and I find this very funny as I get closer to the mic and into your ears, we all should... That you go, well, I know he's talking to more than one person, so it doesn't. I can't let it soak. You know what? Let it. You want me to come over there and choke the shit out of you? If I'm saying it to you and it's appropriate, then it's to you. You're making this other thing. I know that you're saying it's you. Hey, with your hat. It's you. I'm checking in on you. Okay, you'll be missed. Right, Duncan?
Yeah.
Let's have a contest who can say nicer things to people. So I went first.
Well, you in the basketball shorts.
Oh, asshole. He has to use basketball shorts. I don't want to do that.
You're
to
full
bit.
Of.
I'm going to let you do it.
You're full of kindness. And at the end of the day, you might have rough patches here and there. And we all have our frustrations. But at your core, you're a warm person who makes the world a little bit better.
Right.
By waking up each day.
Thank you.
Hey, you, on the L train with your bow tie, I see you reaching into your Ninja Turtle lunchbox. People love you.
Can I tell you, I just heard about it, and I love you. I love that you have it. I love you. I love yourself.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
Yeah.
It's not the way you do your hair.
No, it's...
But it's you I like.
What?
The way you are right now.
Yeah, hello.
The way down...
Hello!
You. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys.
They're beside you.
Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my roommate? Won't you be my lover?
Great. Duncan has a boner. That was more microphone moving than should ever happen in my lifetime. May throw me in the pit of fire if I ever have to hear that much microphone moving.
On your birthday, too.
On my birthday. By the way, that's not John Brandwander's fault. Oh, because God forbid his mom, right? Oh, is it my son's fault? I don't mean to do her voice disparaging. I've read that email. How come whenever he does my voice, he makes me sound so, oh, hello, it's John. It's John Brand Wagner's mother. Let's all make her sound elegant, because God forbid we don't. We get an email about that. Oh, hello.
Pardon me.
Oh, Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Hello.
I'm Rosemary.
Well,
well, well, well.
I like that we all turned into Julia Child.
Hello. Hello.
We have to go to close. And I'm never ready. Never.
That was the last episode they ever did of the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah. We never saw Todd again. Last time I saw him...
Well, after that episode, I walked right out to my car, got in, drove away, and never looked back. It's been 15 years since I've seen Todd, Duncan, Eric, or John Bragg Wagner. I haven't even thought about Rosemary. What has my life become?
Well, I never saw John Bragg Wagner or any of the guys again 45 years ago today. I'll be older tomorrow. I still don't give my age. Sometimes I think about them. Those days will never come back. But I sure have my memories. I have memories that will be with me for the rest of my life. And I truly smile when I think about all the good times that we had. There really were some special times. We spent a lot of quality time together. And I sure do miss them sometimes.
Sure. Everybody was jealous of Eric's fame and fortune.
Oh. I was...
John, I hope your mother does listen. What,
another bit?
What don't you get?
No, I hope she doesn't
that
listen.
That doesn't!
So that she doesn't have to ever know.
I don't want to yell. 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 That... I won't edit this out. While I'm patting my chest is because I'm literally patting my chest to remind people that I'm trying to just go take a deep breath. That doesn't, you won't get to do it more than today, because I won't allow it after today. That's just the flat out truth. Because people will eventually go, all right, you're trying to teach him a lesson and be responsible for his comedy, but it won't happen again today, because after today, I'll take responsibility for it. So I hope you think, you know what I hope? That you think that when you're gone, and honestly, you'll be gone, that people go, I got to tell you, I miss it. I love that he did it. It just brought a smile to my face. I hope you think that there's people that are going to think of it.
And if you think that we're being
harsh on you, it's making me mad.
Wait till you hear what Lucas and his cat have to say about it next week.
Yeah, Lucas's cat is probably, and I know what you're, is going to call in and probably talk to, get up. It's so maddening. Can I tell you something? It is truly maddening. Please stop it. I'm asking you kindly to please stop it. Not by me reaching over there and grabbing your fingers off the board. By you having the good sense to stop it. Stop! Stop it! Please stop it. Please stop it. Please stop it. Please stop it. Help me.
I'm putting in an ad on Craigslist right now.
Please stop it.
Dude, stop.
Stop. Aristotle, you're the producer.
It's out of my hands here.
No, Todd's visibly upset about it.
Well, my vision for the show is not that.
Maybe if you put reverb in it, it won't sound as harsh. Oh, that sounded worse.
Oh, that sounded
worse.
That
was wet.
Okay, it's not my show. Oh, I want to apologize. I broke the George Carlin rule, but it was genuinely by accident. I said to George Carlin, I want to end that bit at least for this show. And then I went back to it. So I do want to do serious thinking.
Run
from the bit. Run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
Oh, we could do Joe's. Oh, my God, I just realized we don't need... Who mentioned it before the show? We don't really need Joe.
Well, his whole family.
Like, if I called you... Yeah. If I called you guys and I went, like, I need something like, this is the bit where we guess how much candy, what year candy was invented.
Yeah.
We could do it.
This is the bit
where we guess how much or when candy was invented. Yeah, yeah, correct. That's enough. We'd have the lines written for us.
Oh, now James and Joe are both so mad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, Joe is...
Joe's not needed, and James knows we can do impersonations of Joe.
James,
what if they team up? to make jingles against us. That'd be quite.
Oh, we'll have a big jingle battle.
That'd be a show, yeah. I mean, honestly, I can't wait to see that.
Aristotle, do you have anything you want to talk about? I'm leaving. You know, we have a family show today after the time. God. You know, it's a Christmas time of the year. Do you have anything you want to get off your mind?
Didn't you get a motorcycle?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Oh,
no, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he ended up not getting one till next week.
You're right. I did pre-order it, and it's, yes, it's on the way. Yeah.
Well, can I tell you something? Don't think you're going to sit there and rev it next week. But anyway, well, Blake Wexler was here. Oh,
was
really?
Fun.
Did we have that for him?
And he called in.
He did call in. Blake, well, no, he just called in. Blake Wexler. There you go.
Todd,
that's all you get.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I know we're winding things down, but can you hear those? Sleigh bells actually coming. Sounds like they're coming like right to the top of the barn.
What?
Oh, I heard Santa Claus was doing a test run.
What?
Well, I asked him to come a little early and get you a gift
for your
birthday
Christmas.
I know he was here earlier, but Johnny Colorado said he wanted to do a song just for you.
Shut up! What? Shut up! Paul Anka and then this?
What? Two of the best singers in the world!
Paul Anka and then this! What? Paul Anka and then this. What? Paul Anka and now Johnny Colorado. What? Last night Paul Anka, tonight Johnny Colorado. What? Johnny Colorado's gonna do a song for my birthday. What? Oh my god, it's probably the best birthday 2 days I've ever had. What? Johnny Colorado's the best. What? Now, first of all, thank you so much, Johnny. You don't understand, like, I really appreciate this because I didn't know how to end the show. I had a good time. I want to. Hey, this was a lot of fun. This show, everybody, everything's good. My voice is a little hoarse. So, can I pick the song you do?
Yes, as my birthday gift to you, I will perform the song of your choosing.
Well, and you're you have a musical technician here with you.
Yes.
Oh, you have tracks. Do you have tracks that this guy brought in the other room? I see him.
Yes, yes. It's my tour professional. He plays all my music for me. His name is
Well, thank
Ed.
You. And I know it's a big deal to come by, and I appreciate it because we weren't able to get a band for you tonight that you're playing the tracks. But you do have a drummer here.
Oh, yes,
what's
yes.
his name?
Steven.
Steven what?
Steven Drums.
Coincidental.
Was born to play the part.
Is that coincidental?
It's
crazy.
I'm from Colorado. My name's Colorado. He plays drums. His name's Drums.
Oh, you didn't change your name to Johnny Colorado?
A man never tells.
I mean,
man, what else doesn't a man tell? His weight?
210.
You look great.
Grams of felt. Hey!
I love it. Don't make jokes about yourself like that. You're better than that.
But yes, any song as long as we have it on cue.
Well, if I get to pick my own song, it's sort of a simple one, but I'm gonna go with
go for it.
I'm gonna go with the Jingle Bells.
Oh, I love doing Jingle Bells. We have that queued up actually. That was one of the tracks I brought with me, so it's perfect.
Well, they're not messing around. Thank you, everybody.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Wow.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Well, we're dashing through the snow with Todd Glass.
Oh.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Hi.
Over the fields we go on his birthday. Laughing all the way.
Ha, 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 ha.
Bells on bobtails ring. I don't know what that means. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing with the Todd Glass show tonight. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells! Was that a good birthday for you, Todd?
Good night, everybody. On behalf of Johnny Colorado, give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any final parting kind words to the audience, Johnny?
All of you, have a wonderful evening. Go out, spread love into the world, and wake up in a state of grace. Especially you, Rosemary.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like, it's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.